the most banned network in the world.
Distinguished guests, please welcome the Honorable Lloyd J. Austin. Distinguished guests, please welcome the Honorable Lloyd J. Austin. Distinguished guests, please welcome the Honorable Lloyd J. Austin.
I'm not a young guy. That's no secret.
Honor and death.
Now they call you Prince Charming. Can't speak a word when you're full of blues. Say you'll be all right come tomorrow, but tomorrow might not be here for you.
Segment on Biden shit in his pants. It's told about the Secret Service 3 years ago and by special units in New York City with the Secret Service that saw it happen twice in 2 days. What you're witnessing. I'm on record 3 years ago saying he squats right in front of him and takes a big old disgusting dump in his pants. Then he told the press corps, you bet, my butt's been wiped. My butt's been wiped. And he's wiping it with America. Just a week ago, he did it in front of the press corps, walking to Marine One. It's Thursday, June 6, 2024. And we've got one hell of another broadcast lined up for you today. Now, we've had a little fun here, because I'm going to hit you with some hard news when we come back and join some stations that are about to join us. It's official. The UN is getting ready to declare bird flu a pandemic. They've gone into full hyper mode. It was all pre-planned, all pre-programmed. I predicted that 3, 4, 5 months before the election, they would go into the full fear mode. Now they say a new strain has been released. It's deadly. It's killing humans. It's all over. This is so insanely transparent. The British Medical Journal has come out with a giant global report reporting exactly what I told you years ago, a 40%+ death increase rate in all-cause morbidity, and they're saying it is the shot that is the main suspect. Unbelievable. Except we had the Sparks-Warg plan put out by the CIA through John Hopkins and the Rockefeller Foundation predicting what they do. I'll explain the sophistication of the Hegelian dialectic straight ahead and why they want us off the air, because I understand the dialectic unlike anyone else. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, I hate to say I told you so because I want to stop what I know is coming. We're able to stop it, slow it down sometimes as more people wake up. We can really turn this world around, but we're not quite there yet. Though, we're not just rolling over and dying. Thank you for joining us on this live teleprompter-free Thursday, June 6, 2024 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live here for the next 4 hours ahead of Owen Schroyer and the War Room at 3 p.m. Central. Well, one of the most successful organizations of the last decade fighting the New World Order, the Epoch Times, has had their CEO arrested and charged with money laundering for taking money that he made overseas and bringing it back here and running TV and print ads for President Trump in America. There's Falun Gong survivors who had their family members tortured, murdered, and their organs harvested. They fled here to escape tyranny and brought their money with them and then poured the money into fighting for the nation. And now I believe this will be the first of many people at the Epoch Times to be arrested because they're going after anybody that is going to stand up for this nation. Now, if you go along with the globalists, you can see that you'll be totally financially destroyed, locked in your house, given forced injections. So the only path is forward against these people, but they have been desperately trying to put me in jail for 6-7 years, and they've been desperately trying to put Trump in jail for those years. They've put many others in jail and tried to. Roger Stone's joining us at the bottom of the hour here in about 23 minutes from now. It's incredible. So we'll hit on the total police state, the banana republic, in a moment. We have a Trump clip where he talks about the banana republic will be playing. But yes, we're in the conversion phase, the transition phase, the turnover phase from a once somewhat free republic, the best house in a bad neighborhood, certainly had problems, but still the best nation on earth, recognized, to the greatest tyranny the planet's ever seen. So the Ayatollah Khomeini, who I thought was a bad guy, was wrong 30 years ago when he called us the great Satan, but I think that name is pretty much becoming what we are. In fact, let's just hear from Trump right now on the Banana Republic, because I talked about that, and then I'm going to tell you the other really shocking news. Here it is.
Look, what I've gone through, nobody's ever gone through. I'm a very legitimate person. I built a great business. Everything's been, I have been under siege. Nobody's ever seen anything like this in this country. Now, in other countries, in other third world countries, or banana republics, as they say, a banana republic, we've become a banana republic. At the border, we've become a banana republic. With so many other elements of our country, we've become a banana republic. You take a look at what's happening with inflation. That's a banana republic inflation, what we have.
We will move back to that coming up at the bottom of the hour, and also Biden clearly defecating all over himself at the D-Day Memorial service in front of world leaders and the world's cameras. I told you yesterday I was told by the Secret Service and by high-level police assigned to the Secret Service that this is a daily occurrence when they've been around him. And their biggest problem is stopping him, as I said yesterday, squatting and pooping. Guys, get the segment from yesterday. It's viral on X right now. It's on my X account. And I don't want to play the whole thing because it's a 10-minute clip where I talked about it and gave the whole history. I just want to give the clip where I explained that almost every day in the White House, particularly and at night, he runs around naked pooping everywhere because he has dementia. And that's what they do when they get in the stage, when the drugs aren't set right. And that he's going to do it more and more in public. And then, little did I know, less than 24 hours later, he would do it on the world stage. And there's other videos of him not knowing where he is, worse than ever, bumping into people, not knowing where he's at. This is over-the-top insane. So we'll have those clips for you and the rest of it. But can you guys pull my X account up real quick? I want to run it off my phone. I want to show people the particular video. I forget the exact headline. It's learn why Biden is defecating all over himself. Here, I'll just go there. It's fine. I'll do it. I will go to it. Let me see. Here we go. Here's the live show feed, breaking live. U.S. set to announce new bird flu pandemic. That's really the big news. Repeat of lockdowns, force injections to stop Trump and pass pandemic treaty. And then continuing on here, Nick Sortor asked, you know, is he really defecating? And I said, yes, in fact, he is. And then I'll scroll down to my video yesterday. You guys, just in the future, have my ex open up there so I don't need to do this myself. And then just continuing to scroll down. Takes all day. I'm going to get this on the screen. It's going to happen. Yeah, I posted quite a bit this morning, but I will get up yesterday's headline for you. And I've got to go to rebroadcast for a while. Keep scrolling down to the key report. It's also on band.video. If you just go to the band.video section, there it is. Learn why President Biden is defecating on himself and why the deep state is about to remove him. And I specifically explained the squatting in public like bad toddlers do or people with dementia do. And also explained Hillary's brain tumor that she didn't want to remove during the campaign because she was going to be, you know, in bed for 6 weeks. And how she was having convulsions on a daily basis, and how we were told that, and then how we went and caught, or folks caught her actually doing that once that came out. I'm just pointing out tomorrow's news today. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to reset, because I kind of get OCD about when I ask for a clip, I need the clip. Not Matt, the crew, they didn't have the clip. But I've kind of digressed now here, so I'm going to air a very important Greg Reese report about repenting. And then I am going to come back as if I'm restarting the broadcast, and I am going to get into the fact that indeed, they are going to launch a new pandemic and all the same fear and attempt the same thing we saw over the last 4+ years. Now, we don't have the crew to do this, but the internet points this out. I've laid out exactly how they would do this and how they were going to run it again and how they would lay out the fear. And that isn't about, for regular listeners that know that, to go, okay, you're smart. I know most of you are as smart as I am or smarter. You saw this coming too. The general public is about to be conned again, and they won't listen to new information, I've noticed, when I tell them in live time. But it does get the general public to wake up when they see old clips of mine and others predicting it. And all the old clips of Birx and Redfield and Fauci saying one thing and then saying another. So it's not just my prediction videos that are so powerful now that it's happening about the bird flu and all this, going back years. I'd say that was to be the new pandemic probably. And in the last year or so, I was sure about it, that they were getting it all pre-programmed, the fear going. You could see the increments. It's understanding how they pre-package something so you know what the next big move is. They thought they'd have their big global power grab treaty already through. They thought that would all be in place. So the public's going to have real trouble buying this, but they're still going ahead with it. So while Deborah Birx and the rest of them are going, oh, we were wrong, we covered up the lab, sorry, it was an accident, oh, yeah, the vaccine didn't really work. We're sorry. Trying to rehabilitate themselves. Oh, we really shouldn't have worn masks. They didn't work. We shouldn't have made kids wear them. She's on shows saying all that. She's separately also saying, we got to lock down the farms and ranches. We got to make everybody wear hazmat gear around cows and chickens. We've got to have PCR tests of all the cows and chickens and then turn the PCR test up to 30, 40 times what they're supposed to so that anything will test for what they're testing for. And the inventor of that is on record. Just type in at X. Inventor of PCR test says it's a fraud. He died right as the pandemic started, by the way. They didn't want him out there speaking out against it. I believe that was probably a murder. These are facts, so it's simple. You start the testing everywhere. You have the testing set with the machines, with the groups from the FDA and EPA that go out. They then find all the false positives. They create the ultra-massive fear. And then deaths of people that have heart failure or cancer or some other disease, this is what they did in 2000, 2001, are then attributed to the virus that they're hyping at the time. And again, I said a month ago, oh, it hasn't jumped in humans yet, but it's imminent. And oh my gosh, it just jumped. Doesn't work like that. So they're, oh, don't panic yet. So that you psychologically think, oh, they're not fear mongering. We'll tell you. Just listen to us. Probably not a problem. No big deal. And oh, well, no, maybe it is going to be a big deal. Oh my God, it's here. We're all dead. Run for the hills. You're all in danger. So I'll get to this more in a moment, but here it is. World Health Organization warns of new strain of bird flu has jumped to humans with potential for high public health impact. Oh, and Bill Gates will put another funded study out saying it's going to kill 5 million Americans. As man in Mexico, 59 tests positive before dying from it. So they turn up a PCR test really high. That's what they're told to do. They go into some sick person. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, bird flu. And then he dies, and they go, look, bird flu. Remember in the last few months, all the false positives? Oh, this person's sick. Oh, this person's got red eyes, pink eye. Oh, it's bird flu. Oh, actually, it wasn't bird flu. So, again, they hype it up, hype it up, hype it up, hype it up, hype it up. It's like the monkeypox crap a few years ago. And it's not working. So it's just an incredible time to be alive. But I'm going to go ahead now and I'm going to air this very important Gregory's report, this at man.video. I'm going to have it posted to the X channel of yours truly, Alex Jones, Real Alex Jones. Critical to follow me there on X. The power of repentance on a world around us. This is key. Here it is.
There are many claims that Russia has fared better than most big countries during this deadly era of fake pandemics and experimental mandated shots. And so I traveled to Russia last December to see for myself. What I learned was that this is true, but the government is not to credit for this. While elements of the Russian Federation do protect and preserve the Russian people and their culture, the evidence shows that they were administering the same deadly shots as we've seen in the West. The number of deaths in Russia during the rollout of their vaccines exceeded 2.4 million people, making it the worst year of deaths since 1945. Data shows a correlation between vaccination and the increase in morbidity and mortality. And the head of the Russian Ministry of Health urged pregnant women to get the shot, saying it will contribute to a more comfortable and safe pregnancy. It's not the government that is saving the Russian people. It is the people themselves. What I noticed the most about the Russian people is that they are far more united than the American people. And everyone I've talked to here has told me that during the mask mandates and vaccine push, the majority of people unitedly ignored them. The police wore their masks below the chin and didn't enforce them on the people. And employers were forging documents to show vaccination when there was none. They were not fooled, and they had each other's back. Many have told me that this unity is a result of generations of hardship that has embedded the importance of community into every Russian psyche. And I am sure that this is a big part of it. But there is another big factor that has contributed to their unity, which can be adopted by anyone. Repentance. Orthodox Christianity used to be the official religion of Russia. It was made illegal during the Soviet Union And when communism fell, Orthodoxy reemerged in a massive way. Within the first few years, over 20 million Russians were baptized, and many of these people believed that the nation must repent for allowing the Romanov family to be brutally executed by Bolsheviks during the revolution. Millions of Russians believe that repentance is the only thing that will save Russia. I've heard many American Christians say that America must repent as well, but before I came to Russia, I did not understand what repentance was. According to St. John Chrysostom, the purpose of repentance is for healing and transformation. There are five paths, and they are so simple that they can be practiced by anyone without submission or conformity to any dogma or belief. The first path of repentance is contrition, or the condemnation of your own sins. In order to improve at anything, you must be aware of your weaknesses. If you want to become a better carpenter, then you need to be aware of what makes you a poor one, so that you can change those things. The same goes for everything, and if you want to become a good person, you have to be aware of your own shortcomings. The second path of repentance is forgiveness. It is the overlooking of another person's sins. This is not saying that laws and justice should not be upheld. It is saying that when you are focused on other people's shortcomings, you are wasting time that should be focused on your own. We have no right or power to compel others, but we do have the power and the responsibility to change ourselves. The third path of repentance is prayer, specifically prayer that is impassioned, focused, and comes from the heart, taking the time to turn our thoughts away from worry, desire, and the mundane, and cultivate the frequency of love and gratitude. The power of prayer has been scientifically measured, and consistent group prayer has lowered crime in the areas it was practiced in. The fourth path of repentance is kind deeds towards others. The world is full of opportunities to show compassion and generosity to others in need. And the fifth path of repentance is humility, becoming more humble in our thoughts, words, and actions. According to these teachings, one must simply choose at least one of these paths each and every day. This is about taking responsibility, which is the root of every healthy society. And the outcome is quite clear. The more people practicing these five simple paths, the more their society will heal and transform. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Rees.
Find the report at InfoWars.com, banned out video on Real Alex Jones on X. Absolutely true. Things to live by. I was never taught that by the Orthodox Church. I was taught that by the Protestant Church growing up. But my dad, I tell you, really lives by that. That's how he operates. He's a very humble, smart person. As I've gotten older, I've learned to be that way. When I was younger, I get really mad at other people's problems and what they were doing and how they were doing something wrong. But as you learn to make it about yourself, make yourself better as an example, particularly, not that I'm certainly perfect, I have always had issues with anger because I just am frustrated by what's happening and I want to really fight it and expose it. But I've got to just do the best I can, hope people research what I'm saying. Because all I do is study the New World Order, basically, 90% of the time. To the point of it's just all-consuming. And you can see the quattro attack I've been talking about. The new pandemic, which isn't a pandemic, it's a power grab, excuse to lock people down and create fear and give you poison shots. Mass wars breaking out, World War III, potentially nuclear war. And, of course, economic collapse and then domestic civil war. And then you add to all that, all the poisoning, the GMO, the magnetic manipulation, just all of it. It is a total satanic assault. And the people doing it know exactly what they're doing. They want to play God. They believe to be God, they've got to take full control of the planet and everything on it. And you can never do that with God's system of biology. So they're going to silicon and robots and beyond because that is the life form that this satanic energy builds. And we're all around it. It's all, you know, encasing us. And it's one thing to have mechanical things, but when you go to the pure digital, it helps you in so many ways. But Sylvester Stallone recently you talked about being human is doing things yourself, and how at a certain point all of this automation is enslaving us. It's the equivalent of putting yourself on a ventilator because, well, it's just easier for me to be on a ventilator instead of breathing. But no, breathing and walking and running and lifting weights is what energizes you. It's what makes you stronger. And I've certainly worked so hard and used to be in great shape. I'm not in the great shape Sylvester Stallone is. He's, you know, 30 plus years older than me. I had a chance to work out at his private gym and stuff many years ago and knew he was a patriot and conservative then. I'll just leave it at that. He since left L.A. and moved to Florida. But he's a good guy, and he's damn right. In fact, this is a short, real simple clip, but since the crew pulled it up, let's go ahead and play it. Here's Sylvester Stallone recently on being human.
They don't even allow these today. They don't even allow these today because they're so dangerous. But that's what they used when I did the film. They're barely 6 ounces. They're Reyes, and they're literally lethal. So I still have them because it's a time when people were tougher. Sorry, they were. Life is just getting a little easier and easier and easier, and oh, that's great. It's wonderful, but it's not. I think when we force ourselves into tough situations, that's what the human creature is supposed to do. They're not supposed to have wheels on their suitcases. They're not supposed to have lawnmowers with engines that pull them along. It's a convenience, no question, but it just makes things easier. Now with AI, you can literally put your brain in a pickle jar and have that machine do it. So I cherish these moments. I cherish hard work. Even though I hate it, I know it's like strong medicine. Tastes horrible going down, but it makes you feel better.
Good stuff from Sly Stallone. Yeah, scroll up and look what he said about Robert De Niro. And then they tried to spin it and say he didn't say it. I went and did some searches. We couldn't find that quote. We found things very, very similar. All of Hollywood is just a bunch of leftist scum in his view. But I digress. How could you write a movie like Rambo First Blood? I mean, the others are cheesy, but, and not be a patriot or conservative. How could you write something like Rocky and not be smart? But you look at the art Hollywood puts out now, it's dead. Almost none of it's good. And I saw another clip on national TV of the black woman star in the new Star Wars. And she said, oh, yeah, you know, all the characters aren't white because we want to upset white people. If I went and watched a movie about black people, I'd love it if they were all black. If it's about black people, they're all Vikings, if it's about that. But if I go watch a movie about Shaka Zulu and they're all white, I'd say this is stupid. Or I watch a movie about Vikings and they're all black, which they're doing now. It's just stupid. And so the fact that she admits, oh, we're taking all the white people out just to irritate you. If she says that, I've got the clip right here. We'll play it later. It's like, well, don't worry. I don't want to go see it. Plus, even if it was trying to irritate me, if it was good acting, I don't care if everybody's black. But the fact you're doing it on purpose, I'm just like, I think I'm going to pass. I mean, I don't go listen to Jimi Hendrix because he's black. I listen to him because he's great. So it's the same thing with anything. You just happen to suck.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite. Have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite.
I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
What Trump has gone through, no one has gone through. He said that yesterday, and it's absolutely true, because I can tell you the things that they've done to me pale in significance, and they are unprecedented. This is real banana republic tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. Everything's on the line. Here's the president, then we'll talk to his former chief advisor, Roger Stone.
Look, what I've gone through, nobody's ever gone through. I'm a very legitimate person. I built a great business. Everything's been, I have been under siege. Nobody's ever seen anything like this in this country. Now, in other countries, in other third world countries who are banana republics, as they say, a banana republic, we've become a banana republic. At the border, we've become a banana republic. with so many other elements of our country, we've become a banana republic. You take a look at what's happening with inflation. That's a banana republic inflation, what we have.
All right. I called Roger up early this morning. He's usually up super early. I'll be up at like 5, at 6 o'clock his time. Call him up. He's already working. And I said, have you noticed that there's no news coverage, except CNN of all places, but almost no coverage of what happened yesterday? Donald Trump election subversion conspiracy case indefinitely paused by Georgia appeals court. And CNN goes on to say what is a massive victory for the former president seeking to push further legal issues into 2025. So this is a big victory. But Roger said, yeah, it's a big victory, but we need to talk about the fact they're planning to put him in jail. And why his lawyers, these damn lawyers, did not even push to have the sentencing after the RNC, which they could have done. Instead, it's before the RNC. So we're going to have Biden replace the RNC. That's now 100% clear. Roger predicted it 3.5 years ago. The next year's news today. And I don't just sit up and say, we predicted this, we predicted that, to brag to you. It's like this is what we do, folks, all the time. We eat, drink, sleep it. I told you they're coming out with a bird flu. They've been pre-programming that. Now it's official. The UN says, looks like we'll have to declare a pandemic. Oh, my God, it's killing everybody. Because they turn up the PCR test, pointed at a dying person. You turn them up high enough, they'll say the air is bird flu. You program what you're looking for. You turn it up high enough, the computer finds it. So if you turn a metal detector up all the way on high and you aim it at dirt, it'll say there's gold there. You set it to gold, you set it to silver, what you're looking for, set it to copper. And I've been doing that since I was a little kid with my dad, found all this cool stuff. My dad explained, you turn the sensor all the way up, it'll tell you the air is gold. You got to set it the lowest level you can for sensitivity, and then you got to get right over it, or it gets false positives, and you're digging in the ground. Well, PCR tests are more sophisticated, but it's the same thing, and I'll get to that next hour after Roger leaves us. But I told you this, and now it's a done deal. So they're going to try to suspend things with civil unrest they call civil war. They're going to try to suspend things with giant war with Russia. They're going to try to suspend the election with the bird flu hysteria and or a massive bank failures that the FDIC says are imminent and already started. So I'm not up here fear-porning you folks. I saw where this is going. This is the time in history when everything changes. Lenin said there are decades when nothing happens and weeks where decades happen. He was evil, but he was right. He was smart. Roger Stone, the guy that really pushed Trump to run for president, one of his top advisors. Roger doesn't like to brag about things, but it's just true. That's why they tried to throw him in prison repeatedly. And he and I have barely survived these attacks. But to watch Trump, he's under 100 times the attack Roger and I are. And let me tell you, withering attacks. We made it through it, but just barely because of your support. I cannot imagine the mettle for any of his failings. This is a once-in-a-lifetime titan. This is a badass. He's about to have his birthday. What, 78 years old? It looks completely different. The image of vitality, even Bill Maher admitted that a few weeks ago versus Biden, who I have confirmed from the Secret Service 3 years ago when no one said it. I said he craps his pants. He gets mad, squats like a toddler, and craps his pants. He did it last week in public, getting a Marine One. He did it today at the D-Day event. I mean, you cannot, in France, you cannot make this up. And I'm on record 3 years ago and yesterday that he squats and does this. He is out of his mind. We have a U.S. president shitting on international television. Roger Stone, this is a crisis, my friend.
Alex, you're absolutely right. Let me go back to last Saturday afternoon. I was in the kitchen whipping up my famous Sunday gravy, one-third pork, one-third beef, one-third veal, if I can afford it. San Marzano tomatoes, cooks for 4 or 5 hours. That's our Sunday supper. It's a tradition in our house. And I start getting text messages. What's going on with Alex Jones? Are they trying to shut Alex Jones down? I go immediately to InfoWars, and I see you in an emergency broadcast. I contact your producer and tell him I want to jump in because this is part of the same plan. In other words, this move on you, which, folks, I've read all of the documents. I've read all of the material. This is not some some hoax or some crying wolf or some attempt for attention. What they're trying to do is to shut InfoWars down. It's a documented fact. Now, why now? Why now is because it's election interference. If you go read my book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution, there's a long section about in there about the seminal role of InfoWars in the nomination of Donald Trump, breaking the back of the country club Republicans and taking the party out of the grip of the globalist Bushes and turning it into the party of America First and working class people. So InfoWars is as big, not as big a target as Trump, but trust me, friends, it is up there. And it's why they have really gone after you. You predicted all of this, Alex, on election night. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was euphoric and you were a little downcast, and you predicted that they would now try to destroy anyone who got in the way, that they would try to destroy the Trump presidency. You've turned out to be right about all of that.
Before we get into Trump and where this is going, since you're on this, I want to be clear. When they started censoring us, deplatforming us 6 years ago, they said, we're not doing it. It's gaslighting. In World War One, the Germans would attack. They were the first to do it. They would go on loudspeakers in English and saying, no one's attacking, we're your friends, because a certain percentage, a low number, of the Allied soldiers, French, British, American, Russian, would believe that, okay, the Germans aren't attacking. And then they would throw on their arms and run, or they would not fight. So it's the same thing. I come up here Friday, why are extra guards coming in? I figured it out, made calls, and my lawyer's like, we just got the call. They're closing the place at 9 o'clock tonight. And I said, under law, I'm the sole member, the CRO's advisory in my type of bankruptcy. I printed off the law, showed the guard, showed the security company. They said, okay. He tried the next day to do it. Now, overhead shot, just real quick, because you mentioned this, Roger. Here's AP. And we'll go to the next hour, Roger. I got a lot to talk to you about. I know you got a lot of stuff to do, and we'll get to Trump in a minute. But since you mentioned it, judge rejects call to immediately shut down InfoWars at the Monday hearing. So this was set up. This was happening. The judge said he wasn't doing it, but they tried outside of a judge's order. So that was AP. There's London Guardian. There's CBS News. All the same thing. So this happened. I didn't lie, but I trust you. So I sent you the documents. Plus you read the court pleadings. You're allowed to. I didn't even know you did that. You told me a few days ago you wouldn't spend time to make sure and saw it, read it. This was circulated, and the judge didn't sign it, and I've been asked by the court not to show this, but I did send it to you. This was the plan to shut this, throw me out, shut this down, and make the CRO the head of this company outside of federal law, which the judge couldn't even do. So the judge can override me, but he can't put the CRO in to do it. So why would they desperately try to piratically shut this down and not even tell me and lock the doors and change the locks? I was right Friday and Saturday. I said, this isn't about me. They're going for everybody. Epoch Times CEO arrested, charged with money laundering. They're saying they're going to try to close it down. Now, minutes ago, Steve Bannon, they want him off the playing field. Judge orders Steve Bannon to report to prison July 1st for contempt of Congress. They already tried to put Roger in prison. He was pardoned. So they're trying to take the president's other pieces in a chess game off the board right now. This is what you do before a full coup, is you take out the main voices that will be in opposition. So it isn't about Roger Stone, or it isn't about Alex Jones, or even Steve Bannon. This is about, they are launching the assault now. There's no doubt. And in any war, if you hesitate when the assault's happening, you get defeated. Now, we're not going to be violent. We're not going to violently protest. We've got to call Congress, call talk radio. We've got to get the word out, flood Twitter, flood X, flood everything, that we know this is the takeover ahead of the new bird flu and everything. I'm going to shut up now, Roger, but I just wanted to back up what you were saying. This is clear. They're making their move.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Alex, actually, if you want to point out where this all really begins, other than the fact that in the fourth year of the Biden presidency, they decide to cook up all of these legal cases against Trump. I conclude a couple things. First of all, they never saw Trump's comeback. They never saw his resurgence. So they thought that a more globalist friendly Republican candidate like Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley would be able to eliminate Trump, and that Trump was done. They're shocked that he came back and cinched the nomination so easily, demonstrating that we are the party of America First. The firing of Tucker Carlson at Fox to try to eliminate his audience. That's very much a part of this. Little did they suspect that Tucker would bounce back to be bigger than ever.
The takeover, the takeover of Veritas, which remember, when they first fired him and threw him out of his own company he founded, they denied for 2 weeks it was true, so he would have no support. Then later they admitted it was. Same tactic, Roger, they did to James O'Keefe.
Absolutely true. Now they want to incarcerate Steve Bannon for his contempt of Congress conviction. That's on appeal, by the way. Even if Steve gets through that, he still faces a criminal trial in New York where they've reindicted him on charges that President Trump pardoned him on. So they want to get him out of the action. Steve and I have had our differences, but at this moment, Alex, I'm praying for him because we're on the same side.
Good job, Roger.
Country.
Keep going, sir.
But to come to the larger question. Of what's going to transpire immediately. First of all, I've learned a couple things. You can talk to four really, really smart lawyers. Now, let me be clear. The number of really smart lawyers is very small. Most lawyers are trained to believe that the only thing that matters is what's in their filings and the filings of the government or the filings of plaintiffs or actually happens in the courtroom. They don't understand that everything that happens outside the courtroom that gets reported publicly impacts what happens inside that courtroom. There are very, very few lawyers who understand that. In fact, most lawyers want their clients to shut up and stay out of the press.
Let me just back you up. I was talking to the admitted top bankruptcy lawyer in the probably the U.S., but definitely Texas. I'm not going to say the name. People will know who it is. He literally repeated what you just said to me in a Saturday morning hour-long conversation. He said, look, these lawyers are all trained SEALs. Even if they were smart, they switch off their brain. They'll understand nothing matters except the political nature, and that has to be brought up to the judges, but they just refuse to do it because they've been brainwashed too. He literally explained that to me.
Well, and does anyone think, for example, that the jury in the New York trial, which was not sequestered over the weekend before they rendered their verdict, wasn't watching the news? I mean, I understand they're told not to do it, but since it's everywhere, it's impossible to avoid. So until you have actually been, you know, in the sights of the deep state, like General Mike Flynn has, like Paul Manafort has, like I have, like George Papadopoulos was, like Carter Page was, like you are. You cannot understand the complete lack of any restraints on these people. The Constitution does not
and
matter.
And it's all total deception. It's upside down world.
The rules don't matter. The evidence doesn't matter. The facts don't matter. They literally get away with doing
in Owen Schroyer's case when they arrested him and he put in a filing. You didn't arrest Alex Jones. He was legally there with a permit for Trump to come to. I work at InfoWars. They said, Judge, we recommend perjury charges. He's never worked at InfoWars. That was 7 years after he was one of the main anchors and co-hosts of the show with you. That'd be like saying Tom Brady never played NFL football. If he said in a filing, hey, I play for the NFL, and the FBI says, or the Justice Department, we want Tom Brady indicted. He never played for the NFL. It's insane. It's insane.
So when you talk to a smart lawyer who does understand the impact of public affairs and publicity on a case, unfortunately, four great, really smart lawyers gave me four different descriptions of how they see things going forward. It kind of boggles my mind as to why Trump's attorneys would ask for sentencing in mid-July, knowing that the Republican National Convention opens on July 14th. So it is not inconceivable. In fact, I personally think it is likely that the judge could sentence Trump to incarceration on the 12th when there's the sentencing. Some believe that the judge will then stay that sentence pending appeal. I don't know why they think that. They want to get Donald Trump off the campaign trail. They want to disrupt his campaign. They want to blacken his name. What better way than sending him to Rikers Island? Or at a minimum, putting him under house arrest where he has to stay in Trump Tower and wear an ankle bracelet. No, these things are not outlandish and they're not impossible. But I've had so many lawyers tell me, oh, well, surely the judge will grant bail pending appeal. Why do you think that? I don't know why you think that. Judge Merchant is part of the New York Democrat machine.
Well, that's right, Roger. It doesn't matter that with similar things like this, nobody even gets jail time. It doesn't matter that one misdemeanor, if he was guilty, turns into 34 felonies. It doesn't matter. We're not playing by the old rules. And the lawyers keep going according to precedent. This is not precedent.
No, and that's right. They're used to the way they think that things usually work. So one lawyer said to me, well, normally in a situation that the judge would stay the sentence pending appeal. I said, yes, normally, but there's nothing normal about this. There's been nothing normal about the prosecution of Trump from the very beginning. The other really big story that I think most people did not see yesterday is that Judge Eileen Cannon expanded the hearing into the question of whether Special Counsel Jack Smith was legally appointed. Now, this issue rose during the Mueller investigation. One of the witnesses in my case, who did not want to testify, raised this issue with the trial court, was knocked down, took it to the appeals court in D.C. That's a joke, totally politicized. They denied it, ran out of time, couldn't get it to the Supreme Court, was never called to testify anyway. By the way, there was nothing damaging or even interesting he could have said about me. But that was in D.C., and that's what we call wrongly decided.
Let me just stop you, because I need your expertise on this, because you love to go into each factoid. If you can stay the next hour, I'll go slow and stop interrupting, because I want to pick your brain here, because you have a way better batting average than any of Trump's lawyers, except that one you always talk about, who is the smart enough one to end the impeachment, the last one against Trump, by a short video showing Democrats all calling for violence and a video of Trump calling for peace. Who is that? Schoen?
Stephen Schoen. Brilliant lawyer.
It's all about... They're showing videos of lies. We show the video truth. They show that. They shut down because it was theirs. So let's talk about this. We have Fannie Willis' case being indefinitely suspended because of all of her fraud by the appeals court in Georgia. We have the federal judge in Florida catching Jack Smith and his henchmen and co-accomplices falsifying evidence. She has already suspended it and is now putting him in the crosshairs. All their cases are falling apart. Except they already have their fake win in New York, so they pin everything on that. That makes it a certainty they're going to gamble, even though it'll blow up in their face, because they always make the wrong move now, and they are going to put him in jail coming up at that July hearing.
That is my belief. They need maximum disruption of his campaign, maximum disruption of the next election. I have no doubt whatsoever about it, and I think lawyers who think otherwise, or others who think otherwise, I think they are being naive. They do not understand how driven they are. Judge Merchan certainly wants to be on the federal court. He wants to be a liberal icon.
Well, exactly. Most cases are not political, but now with Soros, if you're white, defend yourself, you go to jail. If you're black, defend yourself, go to jail. Defending yourself, you go to jail. They're for criminals. That's now political. But in the case of Trump or any of his supporters, January 6th people, it is political. So these lawyers are so used to it being a normal case. It's not. It's not. So let me ask you this. The big move is, okay, they're going to put him in jail on the 11th. I think you're right. Let's just make the prediction now. Unless enough exposure happens, but we're rarely wrong. Wish we were wrong more. Trump will be thrown either in Rikers Island where they're ready for him, or he'll be made to stay. I think the judge puts the baby and puts him at Trump Tower. But he may go, they're so mad dog, they tried to shut this place down without a court order this weekend, and people couldn't even believe it. We're not normal, we're not in Kansas, folks. So their next move will be promote a bunch of violence or trigger provocateurs when Trump gets put in jail to blow stuff up or shoot up a black church and blame it on Trump. That's the next move. Roger?
Anybody who would send 29 heavily armed FBI agents to your home at 6 o'clock in the morning for a nonviolent first time crime of lying to Congress when they could have just called your lawyers and had you turn yourself in is capable of doing absolutely anything. So you're absolutely right. Anybody who would seek to close down InfoWars without a court order, these people are capable of anything. I'm adamant here that Judge Merchan will do his worst.
No, but I agree with you. Move on to my main question. Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, they're everywhere saying right-wing militias are about to start killing black people. Well, they want to tell you they predicted it. And she goes, I've talked to law enforcement. They've got to release the intelligence. They're in the FBI's telling Democrat Congress that a new Jan 6 is coming, but killing black people. That is not a tell in poker. That's showing them the hand, Roger.
Yeah, it's of course, it's nonsensical unless, of course, they've arranged for somebody to make these attacks. Maxine Waters has called for violence against Trump supporters multiple times. I rarely see her being criticized in the mainstream media for that. Alex, I don't know if you saw this, but one of the most powerful videos I've seen in a while, Congressman Tom Massey, a libertarian from Kentucky, questioning Merrick Garland, the attorney, on the legality of Jack Smith's appointment. I really think this is the absolute key to what's going to unroll here.
Here's a clip.
Jack Smith, nominated by President Biden, or confirmed by the U.S. Senate.
Look, you're asking me about a case again. Motions filed.
This is a simple question.
No, I'm not.
Jack Smith nominated by President Biden?
No, he was not.
Was he confirmed by the Senate?
No, he was not.
When was the special counsel statute passed?
There is no special counsel statute. There was an independent counsel statute that was expired.
So it expired. So what gives you the authority to appoint a special counsel? You've created an office in the U.S. government that does not exist without authorization from Congress.
All right, stay there. Roger's agreed to do 30 more minutes. Nobody can trip Roger up, and I'm interrupting so much, it's happening. But you notice why I'm doing it. He's super smart. I thought I only had 30 minutes, so I'm like, boom, question. No, answer this now, answer that. We're going to go slow now, let him talk when we come back. But, folks, I'm in hyper Super Mario mode right now, okay? They literally, without a warrant and without an order, tried to close us. And I told the armed men who were nice that I've worked with for many years, there's not an order. They went, that's right. We're not going to follow the order. That's desperation by the bad guys. Okay. Then I later got the order. They tried to get the judge to sign. We are in, and Roger, I sent it to you. You've read it. And they've asked me not to show it in the court. So I haven't, but you've seen the order, right, Roger?
I have. I read it myself.
That's right. So this isn't a game and this isn't about me. This means it's going down. So pray to God. I got a plug and we're not going to be here. InfoWars may survive. Good chance. Order is going to get shipped. We ship within a day. The judge is not going to let him shut it down right away. He'll do a wind down. He's already said that. We'll probably be here a month or two if he shuts us down. We may be here forever. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Huge sale going right now, up to 40% off. Almost no orders are coming in because people think we're shut down. People thought I did this as a stunt to make money. No, it does the opposite when you say you're being shut down. People don't buy stuff from your company, okay? God almighty. And so support InfoWars right now. I'm asking you to. You'll get it. Plus, you want to support it. InfoWarsStore.com. So in case we win, we might have killed ourselves by telling this was happening. It's okay. I had to tell you what's happening. And then go to DrJonesNaturals.com. That's separate from this, that certainly supports me with big sales as well. If you want to support us right now in this fight, go to DrJonesNaturals.com. We're fighting for you. Fight for us. Make the decision. DrJonesNaturals.com right now. Amazing products. Go get them now or support the New World Order destroying you and your family.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized, it's been boiled, it's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Roger said during the break, hey, you're not interrupting me. We're having great banter back and forth. It's just that I wanted to cover all the topics I had. I thought he only had 30 minutes. He's got another 20, 30 minutes. I'm trying to give him the floor for this little segment, the next segment, to go through everything we talked about. But we know what we're talking about. It's going down. Roger, what's front and center right now?
You know, Alex, I continue to think that the physical failures in public of Joe Biden cause huge internal problems inside the Democratic Party. Yesterday, he appeared, as you know, to actually take a crap on stage in Florida. You'll remember when he went to visit the Pope. The Italian press said that he was extremely late. The photos of him going into the Vatican, he's wearing a two-piece suit in which the jacket and the pants fit. When he leaves, he's wearing a suit jacket and pants that do not match, that are not matching. So this is not something new. My sources tell me that one of the medications they use them to keep alert has this side effect, as I said. But the point, of course, is that his continued foibles, his continued failures, his seeming to be completely out of it, this causes panic in the Democratic Party. They are apoplectic because it's the worst of both worlds. They don't have any record to run on. We have record inflation. We have record gasoline prices and rising. They can cook up the economic numbers as best they want. People do not feel confident about the economy. And then, of course, the open borders has caused not only a crime epidemic and fentanyl epidemic, but also fiscal problems for cities, towns, and counties who, by state law, are required to provide social services for these illegals. So the Democrats can't run on anything positive, so they have to run on Trump's a convicted felon. They achieved that in New York. January 6th, recycling that nonsense again, and lying about abortion. Oh, Roe v. Wade outlawed abortion in the United States, which, of course, isn't even close to being the truth. And then the fourth leg of the stool, mark my words, is going to be, oh, the Republicans want to extend the age for you to receive your Social Security benefits, and they want to means test you so that if you have any income beyond Social Security and you're a senior citizen, they cut your benefits. There are a small handful of Republicans in the House who believe this. They're all in safe districts. Donald Trump has made it very clear that he considers Social Security to be untouchable. Why don't we take some of that money that we're shipping to Ukraine for a war that I think the Ukrainians are losing, and use it to bolster the Social Security Trust Fund. $160 billion to bolster the Social Security Trust Fund makes a lot more sense to me than spending that money in Ukraine. So you're going to have an all-negative campaign by the Democrats. I still believe it is entirely possible, and the outcome of Hunter Biden's trial will play a factor here, that Joe Biden, in the days just before the Democratic nomination, could announce that he will not stand as a candidate. He's not resigning as president, but he will not stand as a candidate. Throw it open in a dramatic fashion, release his delegates, and let the convention draft whoever they want. I've said repeatedly that that would not be Kamala Harris. That would be Michelle Obama.
Stay right there. We've got to go to break. Yep. We'll do a final segment with Roger Stone. You've looked at the political there that I totally agree with your analysis, the best out there. Then they've got their extra political backgrounds, bigger wars, a new pandemic, more George Floyd stuff, 2.0, much worse. They're all pre-programming civil war. Let's talk about that atmosphere they're trying to create, how these systems collide, and how we stay peaceful and win with Roger Stone back in 60 seconds.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, some of our 300 plus amazing radio stations do not carry the first 5 minutes because stations run news and ads, then we totally get it. Roger made amazing analysis of why the Democrats are falling on their face. They're trying to run on Trump being a convicted felon. They put out the same thing they did in the 2016 election. There's this N-word tape that we know is fake. They didn't, that disappeared. Nothing they're selling is working anymore. Not the E. Jean Carroll crap. None of it for a lot of stations that just carry the second, third, and fourth hour. It's gotten almost no coverage. The appeals court indefinitely paused the Georgia show trial case. The Florida federal documents case has been indefinitely paused. Now the investigation by the judge has shifted on to the Justice Department. And Jack Smith, who was not constitutionally appointed, and Merrick Garland in Congress days ago, couldn't even defend that. Show everything's blowing up, but when I see the pre-programming, Roger looks at the political machinery of the RNC, DNC, and their moves. But that's the politicos. Then you've got the Justice Department, the CIA, and the think tanks, and the movies and culture they put out, and the professors and the propaganda, and it's all civil war, total deaths, black killing whites, power outages, cyber attacks, there'll be a new deadly something, bird flu, they're getting ready to announce that as a pandemic. Of hysteria and fear using PCR tests. It's all official now, and after Roger leaves, I'll lay it all out. So they're telling you economic collapse, regional bank failure, so the economic crisis, war with Russia, call it the Quattro, and then you've got the new pandemic, and then you've got the civil war. So they've got all of those as a four-headed hydra that they're trying to pre-program and play, but none of it's working. There's a global realignment, so this is very, very scary for the New World Order. So it appears they're going to go ahead and go with the full World War III card with the Russians, with massive bombardments of Western weapons, including U.S. cruise missiles, F-16s dropping 2,000-pound bombs that already began 3 days ago, killing thousands and thousands of Russians a day. And the Pentagon has announced that it's fine, and so is Stoltenberg, the head of NATO, to hit Moscow with 2,000-pound cruise missiles. And then Putin responded saying it's BS at the big summit he's at today. This big St. Petersburg summit that I was invited to, but I didn't go to it because I knew I'd be arrested. Even though I'm a journalist, they don't let you do that now. This isn't 3 months ago when Tucker could get in there. It was the opposite. So they're pulling journalists off planes trying to go there. And he said, it's BS. We won't invade you. We won't attack you unless you attack us. We will not offensively attack you. So I've laid out that buffet of crises, four big ones they've got, Roger. Do you think there's more, or do you think that's the four? And what's your analysis of each?
Alex, I think you're absolutely right. You'll recall only weeks ago when the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, who's as bad at statesmanship as he is at the guitar, announced that Ukraine would be joining NATO in September. This is the line in the sand that Putin has made very, very clear. That would be a violation of two different treaties that we have signed, the Budapest Memorandum and the Minsk Accords. We specifically agreed if the Russians allowed the reunification of East and West Germany, we agreed in return not to push Ukraine, to use the words of Secretary of State James Baker, one more inch east into NATO, and we would be in violation of that. Now they use the cover of Trump's conviction, which dominated the news. How many people didn't see that we've just authorized American planes, American armaments, American missiles to attack Russia? This is an invitation for World War III. They would rather have World War III than have the reelection of Donald Trump. They are prepared to resort to starting a world war if that's what it takes for them to hold on to political power. There's no exaggeration there. That's precisely what's happening before our very eyes.
So how do we deter that? How do we get saner heads prevail in the Beltway? And moving into the other crises, the civil war, civil unrest they're cooking up, the economic collapse, and of course, it looks like after World War III, the secondary thing is the bird flu.
Well, Alex, I think the one thing, there's two things that are absolutely consistent about the radical left and the globalists. One, they constantly recycle the same crap over and over again, no matter how debunked, disproven, or discredited it is. So we saw all the Russian collusion crap being recycled. No, there is none. There was none. But they are back to recycling it yet again. They will also, in my opinion, we are either going to have some kind of pandemic that worked so extraordinarily well for them in 2020, and they're prepared to go to war, as I said. So, and then there's the A word, which we don't like to talk about. I pray every night. I say the rosary every night. And the list of people that I am praying for, because I've got a written list, is getting longer and longer and longer. But at the top of my list is Donald Trump, because I think that they are entirely capable. I wrote a book on this, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ. They killed one president. I don't think the deep state is beyond killing another
president.
Let me stop
you, because that's why I've got Roger Stone on. I sat down for like an hour Friday before I learned they were trying to lock the doors, and I said, what are their attacks? And I came up with the quattro, and I just missed it. It's the, what's the five in Spanish, or the five in Latin, or the five in German? They came up with the five, of course. In fact, they would kill Trump before they did World War III. So the main threats, they killed Trump. The next one's World War III. The next is the bird flu. The next is financial collapse. And then to confuse everybody why they've done that, they have a race-based civil war. Do you agree with that order? It's because it's less damage for them and everything. But they want to take out Russia too. So maybe World War III is their main plan. Secondarily, because if they go with World War III, they'll kill Trump. Because during bombs raining down, they can do whatever they want. And by the way, folks, this is where we are. So Roger, you're right. It's five main threats, not four.
The whole idea of potentially sending Donald Trump to Rikers Island—that's an extraordinarily dangerous place. That'd be a perfect place to attempt to kill him. So, no, I'm not trying to be an alarmist, and I'm not making up, you know, conspiracy theories. It's happened in our history multiple times, including in modern times. So, yes, I do. I pray about that. I worry about that. I pray for his safety and the safety of his entire family. But again, until you've been in the crosshairs of these people, like General Flynn. By the way, if you haven't seen his great new biographical film, Flynn, you really need to. It's amazing. You can go to flynnmovie.com, I think it is. It is a must-see. But if you haven't been in this crosshairs yourself, and if you haven't seen the evil in the eyes of the people who are seeking to lock you up or impoverish you, or if you haven't seen a judge with no regard for the law, mostly being coached by left-wing clerks, determined to destroy you and to extinguish your constitutional rights, well, then, in all honesty, you cannot understand the seriousness of the threat. These folks recognize that if Trump is returned to power, there's going to be an examination of the laws they broke. Now, the left, the freaks over at Media Matters, they took a bite from my show the other day and said, you see, Stone calling for revenge. If you take the whole clip, I specifically say this has nothing to do with revenge. This has to do with equal enforcement of the law.
Nobody's above the law. They've had an ongoing coup against America. The cancer must be removed under the law.
Well, nobody's against above the law unless you're Hillary Clinton, unless you're FBI Director James Comey, unless you're former CIA Director John Brennan, unless you're Joe Biden, unless you're Barack Obama. Those people, Andrew McCabe, we can go
so
on.
So don't you think Trump needs to come out and talk about the five attacks? I know he's a bull. Someone talk about himself being in danger, but he should at least come out and say, look at the bird flew right on time. Look at World War III. He's already doing this, but I think he should be hammering their attack plan because we know their blueprint. You're right. They regurgitate the same plan over and over again because that's what they've already pre-programmed people for. That's what they're already ready for.
You know, I thought this was one of the most effective things about the Hannity interview last night. He hammered the issue of nuclear war. He hammered the danger of impending nuclear war. It was one of the best parts of the interview. I was live texting Hannity during the interview. I think it's one of the best interviews Hannity has ever done with the president. And the president was very crisp, very strong, very on point. This was a triumph. This was, I think, a milestone. This is his first real major interview since the conviction. And now he heads to Las Vegas, Nevada, a swing state, for two campaign stops this weekend, right back out on the road. The man is a machine. He's a machine. He is so strong. He is so resilient. His stamina is so extraordinary. A normal person would have collapsed under the weight of all this. He really is a superhuman individual.
In the time we have left, I think you're right. And by the way, this isn't an act with Roger. He was brought up Christian and believed in God, but I was the same way, brought up Christian, believed in God, but it wasn't always in a crisis. They said there's no atheist in a foxhole, that I really had to call on God and saw what God's done miraculously. And so, Roger, we didn't pre-plan this, but I hope you'll lead us in prayer, talk about the power of God, pray for Trump, pray for America, pray for world peace, and then people tell people how they can find your show and the great work you do.
I'm going to do one thing before I do that. Brain Force, folks, this is how I'm able to join you today. This is how I have the energy to do this show. I'm putting in ridiculous hours. I'm not getting much sleep. I'm working like a dog.
Oh, Brain Force. I talk at midnight our time, 1 a.m. your time, and then we're talking at 6 a.m. You're sleeping 4 hours. So sorry, go ahead.
So the great supplements, also your nitrous oxide product, I can't recall the name.
Nitro Boost.
Yes, great. These are both great products. By the way, I don't get paid for anything for saying this. Alex didn't ask me to say anything about this. I'm just telling you the truth. These two great products, Brain Force and Nitric Boost, really turbocharge my workday. They give you mental clarity, but you don't have that crash that you get, you know, with the energy drinks that have, you know, ephedrine in them. So I recommend both of them to you. It helps keep the InfoWars operation running. You're right. With all of these stories, people stop buying things. Now is not the time to stop, folks. Now is the time to place your order. Let me say that. All right. Let me wrap this up in a moment of prayer. Not much of a preacher. I'm more of a politico. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask your protection for our president and for our nation. And every single day, we must remind ourselves this is all in your hands, Lord. This is all in your hands. We are your people. This is the last best chance for freedom on earth. But as Nayib Bukele said in an incredibly articulate inaugural address, if you have God's will on your side and you have the will of the people on your side, then you can accomplish anything. So, Lord, we ask for your guidance. We ask for your protection. We ask for your wisdom. We're going to go through some very tough times. Please, please protect your son, Donald J. Trump, and his entire family. Protect everyone in this movement. We are the victims. We are the ones they seek to victimize, I guess is what I should say. And the people that seek to destroy us are inherently evil. It is only through the grace of God that I myself escaped the deadly snare set for me by Adam Schiff and Robert Mueller. And I am thankful, Lord, that you have delivered me. I'm thankful that you have delivered my wife from stage 4 cancer. I am thankful for the protection of everyone out there who loves America and simply wants a free, fair, honest, transparent election. We ask for all these things, Lord, in your name.
God Amen. Bless you. Thank you. Absolutely. I mean, God is our refuge, and it's though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we'll fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thou art with me. Roger, how do people find your show?
Go to StoneZone.com, folks, StoneZone.com. You can catch our daily show at Rumble. You can also hear our weekend 77 WABC radio show. You can go there for many of the great products, StoneZone.com. It's interesting, Alex, while they were trying to shut down InfoWars, StoneZone was the target of a massive online attack. In which they took us offline for several hours.
Most people that are prominent wanted it to be known. We're all under attack right now. They're making their move, Roger.
There's no question. Alex, thanks for having me with you today. God bless you, and, keep fighting. Just keep fighting. We'll never stop fighting.
I will. Thank you. And folks, they want to pin us down by making us fight not to be shut down and to cover our own stories. We're not covering what's affecting you, the inflation, the open borders, the World War III, all of it. So we're going to come back and exclusively for the rest of the show. I've cleared out some other guests, cover the news, what they don't want you to know. But I cannot stress to you enough how serious the situation is. And I cannot stress to you enough that we could be shut down as easy as the 14th coming up in just 9 days. So that's where we are right now. People to understand that. And I want people to understand that I'm not the type of person that cries wolf. And you heard Roger, you've seen the court filings. It's public. AP admits they tried to shut us down. But they still put out the report that, oh, no, nobody's trying to get you. Yeah, Bannon ordered a report to jail July 1st. Epic Times CEO arrested for money laundering, for bringing in foreign money to fund pro-Trump stuff. And it's not Chinese money, it's not Russian money, it's businesses he owned overseas. These are people fighting, and we're fighting as hard as we can as well, and we can't do this without you. And I don't think the judge will shut us down the 14th, but he said he will kick it out of his court to the state courts because the other side didn't deal in good faith and they don't want a settlement, so it'll be the state courts, and then it'll be very hard to stay open. And so we're talking about a matter of days or weeks. So knowing how sick they are, they probably want to close the doors July 4th is what I'm thinking, because that's what it lines up with, is about July 4th. But that said, it's a paradox. There's not a bunch of extra money in InfoWars. We have some paths out of this, 30% chance. If everybody doesn't support InfoWars, we will have no money in InfoWars. We already have half the revenue coming in the last few weeks with me saying we may shut down, so I'm being honest. Well, if that continues, we'll be shut down anyways in like a few weeks. Maybe a month because of lack of revenue. So this is could be your last chance to get the products. They will be shipped to you. We ship like within a day of the order. They're all in stock. They're ready to go. And as we get closer, the judge rules something on the 14th, and I think we're going to be shut down. I'll say, okay, stop orders, folks, because, you know, you'll probably still get them, but if we're shut down 2 weeks after that, it's not safe. So that's where we are. Maybe your last chance to get Nitric Boost or X3 or Ultimate Fish Oil, it's the highest grade, or an Alex Jones InfoWars t-shirt, or one of my signed or unsigned books, The Great Awakening or The Great Reset. They're all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in stock. If you order today, your product, most of the time, if it comes in early in the day, will ship tomorrow, latest Monday. So we're ready. We need the funds. We need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That said, Years ago, my dad said, this is all political. You're going to get shut down. I said, Dad, you helped me set up a supplement company, but Mom doesn't want you to work anymore. I can handle this. And he went, without me asking him, set up a warehouse north of Austin in a suburb, Round Rock, set up a big shipping department, put all the grid in, even built me a studio without telling me. And I learned how much money he spent to do it. I got mad at him. And I said, look, you've been helping me enough, Daddy. And, you know, he didn't come in until about 12 years ago with a supplement company. I did this on my own, setting it up, doing it all. But, you know, he wanted to help, and he was tired with what he was doing. And he'd been involved in getting stuff, you know, all sorts of stuff approved and been involved in drug development and everything else. And so he did that, and he set up, you know, what is InfoWars Health. But he set up DrJonesNaturals.com. That's been up for years. And I barely plugged it because I was like, well, it's not needed. And I told him not to set this up. So I plugged it just enough for him to be a sponsor, just enough for the infrastructure he built so he wouldn't lose more money. Now my daddy was right again. Man, he's a lot older than me, but damn it, he had more foresight than even Alex Jones again. And now it's our only sponsor going into the future if free speech shuts down. We got plenty of sponsors for free speech, but they got kicked out by the CRO, didn't seem to want the money to come in here in the last few years during the bankruptcy. Well, just pure money, not even to me, just right into the coffers, because it was never about a settlement. And now the Democrats have said that run this, we don't want money, no amount of money, we want InfoWars shut down in a filing Monday. And if you're a new viewer, just tune in, you're like, oh, really? I've already shown all the proof 100 times, but overhead shot, here it is. Judge rejects call to immediately shut down Alex Jones, InfoWars in bankruptcy. So they're saying we did try to shut him down last week, the Democrats, but we want him shut down right now. That's Associated Press. Let me show you 20 articles say the same thing. And then there's transcripts in the Daily Mail of what the Democrats said. Literally federal prosecutors that are now lawyers against me in the civil case. Chris Matty saying, same thing he said on the courthouse steps in Connecticut when they won their fake trial after I was already found guilty by the judge. He said, don't send him money. We don't want money. He's playing us. We want to shut him down. But then the news, they go, he won't pay us our money. They made it $1.5 billion so I couldn't pay it. But the judge said, well, Jones will give you whatever profit he has because I don't care about the money and you don't either. So what, we're still on air covering you. And they said, we don't want that. Then they separately say, though, he's gaslighting. We don't want money. I mean, he's gaslighting. Nobody's trying to shut him down. It's ridiculous the games they play. They're trying to arrest us all. They're trying to shut us down. Mrs. Trump says they're not trying to get him. They're trying to get through him to get to you. Do you understand? So separate from InfoWars, separate from this operation, and I'm sure they'll come after my dad next, and he's good to go, and that's why I didn't want him in the fight anymore. Years ago, I said, time for you to bow out, Dad, and he's like, no, I won't bow out in the fight for America and my son. He's very proud of me, and my mother's been mad about it. She's really tough, but she understands now she's fully behind me once she got all this. She said, come home with your shoulder on it. So it's crazy to be 50 years old and, like, without even asking, my dad figured this out and set this up. We've got a lot of other folks that want to support us, a lot of the things to do. There's a lot of the ways to come back, but I'm not going to give out strategy here. But I haven't gone and set all that stuff up yet because I wanted to purely fight for InfoWars down to the last minute. And so that's where we are. But if you strategically want to support us, you want to be part of history, and you want to actually be in the heart of the fight and get great products at the same time, I need you to go to drjonesnaturals.com, and they have all the nano silver products, the toothpaste, the immune gargle, the surface wound gel that's incredible, works so incredibly. All of these products, the Next Level Foundational Energy, the green fiber caps that are one of the best brands out there at a low price, 40% off. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. You find a lot of great products, but a lot of great products aren't available there. You find at DrJonesNaturals.com. So that is a critical place for everyone that if the enemy successfully shuts this place down like they tried on Friday night and Saturday, I had to physically be here with the law saying don't follow the illegal orders, which was true. They now admit that. We wouldn't be here right now because something big is planned right now. I don't know if it's a war. I don't know if it's a financial collapse. I don't know. But I said to black op commanders, Delta Force colonels, you know, high-level people over the last week, I said, this isn't about me. It's about everybody. And now they see the arrest everywhere. This is the enemy coup happening right now. So back us now. You're pushing back. You spreading the articles. You spreading the videos. Changes the world. Go to drjonesnaturals.com and put your orders in. Put in a big order and get the funds in. We need to keep fighting. We're firing the Alamo signal. We're firing the bat signal. Support us now.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Welcome back.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to just say something here before I go any further, because I don't give platitudes. Things I say I really mean. Because I could be shut down any minute. And I just want to get these things out here right now. before I hit all this news. I am very blessed to have this crew. I've had some good crews and some great crews that have come and gone, but there are people that have been here 22 years, 20 years, 18 years, a bunch of folks 15 years. I'd say the average person's been here about 10 years. And these men and women that work here are amazing people. And they've gone through a lot of persecution over the last few years just for even being associated with us. And I'm just blessed to have this crew that is at basically the equivalent of a high-tech Alamo in the year 2024. And I appreciate all of you from the bottom of my heart for everything you do. And I appreciate the listeners and viewers for all they've done and their support over the years. And I can sit here, and I am going to, cover all this other incredible news. It's important. But you have to understand that the deep state and announcing bird flu is going to be a pandemic and all this. COVID was not a pandemic. The poison shots were. COVID didn't kill 80-something million people from starvation. The lockdowns did. I think you'd never really hear that number. It'll be buried in the New York Times. They admit it, but it's not a big deal. Or the 22 million dead from poison shots, they try to cover that up. But it's insanely coming out. So for me, I know how to not look at myself because I'm extremely selfish. I'll say that again. I don't think about myself because I am an extremely selfish person. You're like, that makes no sense. No. One of the smartest things I ever heard Trump say in one of his books I read years ago, I knew who Trump was, but when he was wanting my endorsement, I read like all of his books in like 2 weeks. I wanted to know the guy. And I told people that knew him. They said, no, he's a great guy. I just thought it was some, you know, reality TV show guy, and that's something I'm not into. So he might as well have been a Martian to me, some casino owner, you know, guy that flies around in fancy airplanes. That's just not what I'm into. But he had a quote, maybe you guys can find it, where he said, the deepest thing I ever learned was to be shallow. And he didn't know why to describe that, but I had already thought things like that. Like, why does a woman have such intuition? Well, she has an instinct, a well of knowledge, her ancestors, her instincts, and women go with that. But men have instincts as well. You know, that's the whole Carl Jung school's psychology. That's the one that's the most accurate in my experience view, not research view. I've experienced that what he says is the most accurate thing I've seen. In fact, it's dead on. Carl Jung was asked, do you believe in God? And he said, no, I know God's real. I've experienced it. I don't believe. I know. See, knowing is beyond belief. I don't believe in God. I rely on it. So Trump said, the deepest thing I've ever discovered is to be shallow. And what it means is go with your first instinct. Go with the spirit. Go with the gut. So you've already got all this knowledge of your life. Look at the facts in front of you, but a lot of times those are distorted. Go with your gut. And that's the bottom line here, is that, yeah, there's a subquote. It can be smart to be shallow. But really, the first thought you have, the first inclination, is not the first little dumb thought. It's your some knowledge thought, that whole storehouse. It's your brain's first response to something because it's actually the deep response. And that's where we're at. Now, since I've had my shallow response, it's my deepest response, I can then walk through intellectually, politically, culturally, mathematically, militarily, and see that I'm dead on. But I just, from a look somebody gave me Friday, said, why are more guards coming in? Earlier, I kind of just said, why are more guards coming in? I was making a simple story. It wasn't, why are more guards coming in? It's like, why are more guards coming in was the bluff. They're like, we don't know, but why are more coming in? No, because we're being shut down. That wasn't shallow, that instant thought. That was all the stuff I've seen, all the things going on, all the developments there. And I went with it. And of course, it was right. And I stopped it for now. And my instinct tells me if they were willing to try to shut this thing down and bluff the private security company that I hired 6-7 years ago, worked with before that, to come in here and bluff them to shut us down outside of a court order, do you think the same people that did that are going to stop before this hearing on the 14th? What's your first instinct? Hell no. Now, see, you think, well, I didn't think about that. You didn't just think about it because you already know that. If they did it once that recklessly, and that's why I said Friday, I expect them to try it again today. It's like, oh, no, 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 no. And I said, no, I'm going on air to expose it. This will be my last show, and they'll definitely do it. And sure as hell, I said, 2 hours into this special report, emergency live show, they're going to try to shut us down. And it happened again. Whenever I'm making a creative choice, I try to step back and remember my first shallow reaction. The day I realized it could be smart to be shallow was, for me, a deep experience. There you go. And I'm reading his book because I'm kind of on the fence about him. 8 years ago or whatever it was before he, when he's just getting ready to run, because it was behind the scenes, people trying to, you know, put out the feelers. They wanted to get all the big shows on board. Stone was, you know, getting ready and saying, hey, Trump wants to, he's going to. So I go, let me read about this guy. The best thing to do is read what he wrote and talk to people I know him. I talked to, like, Jesse James. I've been neighbors with for a long time. I moved in my divorce, but he moved in next door to me years ago. Gosh, it's like 15 years ago now. So I was neighbors with him for years, became good friends. And he said, oh, there's nobody better than Trump. And he told me like a 30-minute stories about him and staying at his house and Melania cooking him breakfast and, you know, just in business, how great he was. I was like, well, this guy's really cool, and he's been nice to me for years. So I called some other people I know, and I learned about, oh, yeah, I talked to the Secret Service people I knew, the New York cops, and they go, let me tell you something. Trump's actually a softie for black people. He promotes them, if they're good workers, but a little faster than everybody else. And on Christmas, all the regular janitors and workers and people, he goes around and gives them $300, $400. This is 20 years ago. It was like $1,000. He goes, the black ladies were getting $10,000 checks, but Trump made him set and promise to never tell anybody he did it. One time his limo was broke down, this famous case. This is like 20 years ago. And a black truck driver pulled over to help them with the flat tire. But for whatever reason, this happened to me 6 months ago, my tire blows out, and the spare wasn't full of air, even though I had it full. The black truck driver pulls over, helps him. Trump says, give me your phone number. Give me your address. Finds out the guy's mortgage that owed like $300,000, paid it just because he helps him on the side of the road. That's Trump. That's the real Trump. Like, with people trying to screw him or other businesses, he's mean as hell. He's a gangster. Not illegally a gangster, but he rebels beating people that think they're better than him. But for the common people, Trump doesn't like looking at the American people not doing well. It doesn't make him feel good like Alexander Soros or George Soros. That makes him feel like crap. Because he knows how much wealth and potential we've got. We can do unlimited things together. And that's why they're after Trump at the end of the day. Because he doesn't have a hard-on for you. He doesn't want to hurt you. He doesn't want to take everything you've got away. He knows he needs a prosperous world for what he does. Hotels and golf courses and casinos. And that's about people having money. That's about people having fun. At the end of the day, he's like the concierge at a restaurant. He wants you to have good food. He wants you to have good service. He wants you to have a good night, and he does better when that happens. And that's my philosophy. I've got children. You've got children, a lot of you. If they don't have a world to live in, and it's some dystopia, how is that good for me? If I sell out, and then I've got to hide in some bunker because the world collapses because of what I was part of. No, the evil people only think as far as their nose. They don't think out far. They don't think about any of this stuff. They're the shallow ones. They act like they got it all figured out. They don't have anything figured out. And they're going to destroy our planet. So I could sit here for 10 hours. And I got all the time, so maybe I will. And I already gave the crew a bunch of clips of Deborah Brix, one of the top propagandists misleading America and Trump during the pandemic that was the pandemic that wasn't. Before I hit this huge bird flu news that is as big as it gets. So I want to explain something to you. I've got carjacking videos that will get us higher ratings. I've got all sorts of stuff that, you know, it bleeds, it leads, that I never even hardly get to here. Because the real stuff I'm covering, World War III, economic collapse, new pandemic lockdowns, arresting the political enemies, the Democrats, That is way, 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 way bigger than what we are facing right now with all the little crime rate and race stuff. Yeah, that's all going on. But that's the diversion. That's the little thing. Is some little thing going to get you or is the big thing? No, it's the big frontal assault. But the first clip I want to play is the inventor, the scientist, who invented the PCR test. And he said, if you've set it right and have the right sample and you turn it down to the lowest level and you test it dozens of times, maybe it's right that it's found whatever the virus is or thing you've set it for. But just like a metal detector, because I've seen the full podcast of him before he died, right when the pandemic started, that killed him, I think. You turn a metal detector up on its highest sensor rate, it'll tell you a glass table is gold or silver. It'll tell you the air is. You can turn a metal detector up in the air on high, and it'll be meh, 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 meh. Well, where's the gold in the sky? It's not there. It's the same thing with a PCR test. They turn them up 30, 40 times, some cases 50 times. The federal government ordered that with these companies, and they go out and go, oh, my God, you've got COVID. Oh, my gosh, COVID's everywhere. And then we go turn them up with a dead body that died of a car wreck. Remember, oh, man dies in motorcycle accident, died of COVID. Remember, they were adding all statistics in 2020 to scare people and intubating people to kill them because the virus really wasn't killing anybody. Remember, Tanzanian president was a doctor, tested papaya and a goat. And tested positive. He spoke out. They killed him. They killed five African presidents in 6 months who wouldn't inject the population. Africa had less than a 2% uptake of the COVID shot. They had the lowest COVID death rate because they've been through being poisoned by UN shots. So again, they're doing the same thing now with the bird flu. They admit it. Deborah Bricks, we've got to test all the cows in America. Everybody's got to wear hazmat suits. So there's this feeling of hysteria at the farms and ranches. And we've got to go in with a PCR test, turn it way up, find that there's bird flu to create the hysteria. And I told you months ago this is coming. Now they've started it. And now they say a man that died tested positive for bird flu in Mexico because they follow the directive to turn up the sensor. And they admit that. So they're trying to replay it again and again. Here's the inventor of the PCR test saying it's a fraud.
How do they misuse PCR to estimate all these supposed free viral RNAs that may or may not be there?
I think misuse PCR is not quite. I don't think you can misuse PCR. No, the results, the interpretation of it. See, if you can say, if they could find this virus in you at all. And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it just to claim that it's meaningful. And it is. Now, there's very little of what they call HIV, and what's been brought out here by Anisai already, the measurement for it is not exact at all. It's not as good as our measurement for things like apples. An apple is an apple. You know, you can get something that's kind of like, if you got enough things that look kind of like an apple and you stick them all together, you might think it's an apple. But HIV is like that. Those tests are all based on things that are invisible, and the results are inferred in a sense. PCR is separate from that. It's just a process that's used to make a whole lot of something out of something. That's what
also,
it is. It doesn't tell you that you're sick, and it doesn't tell you that the thing you ended up with really was going to hurt you or anything like that.
All right, I asked the crew just off the fly. It's not their fault. I said, get me the Kerry Mullis clip on PCR. I'd never seen that one. The one I want is he's in a dark room right before he died in like 2019. There's other videos I sent you yesterday where he attacks Fauci. He says he's a totally fake scientist. But in the clip I'm talking about, he says all they're doing is turning up the PCR test for all these diseases to find them to create fear to get money for their vaccines. And they killed him. And they found a whole nother clip separately. So let's go ahead and play that one. Here it is. Oh, you're still pulling it in. It's my fault, folks. I sent these clips Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I didn't get to them, so they're on previous lists. They've got to find them. But the point is, look up Kerry Mullis, PCR tests. And I'm learning there's more clips than what I'd seen because there's just so many of them. I didn't know he was running around saying this is all BS. But you already heard him say basically what I said in that clip. But I've got clips of him saying Fauci's not a scientist. He's totally full of crap. He's always been a fraud. And I've got clips of him saying they're going to turn up PCR tests and say everything is a deadly virus when it's not. And then they admitted after he was dead, and that's been admitted, that they turned up PCR tests at least 30 times what they're supposed to be set at, and sometimes 40-plus times, guaranteeing. And the way it was described is, again, you could stick a PCR test in the wind and say they found COVID. So that's your... Well, they found one of the clips. There's so many. I don't know if this is the one I want, but here it is.
What is it? What is it about humanity that wants to go to all the details and stuff and listen? You know, these guys like Fauci get up there and start talking. You know, he doesn't know anything really about anything, and I'd say that to his face, nothing. The man thinks you can take a blood sample and stick it in an electron microscope, and if it's got a virus in there, you'll know it. He doesn't understand electron microscopy, and he doesn't understand medicine, and he should not be in a position like he's in. Most of those guys up there on the top are just total administrative people, and they don't know anything about what's going on the bottom. You know, those guys have got an agenda, which is not what we would like them to have, being that we pay for them to take care of our health in some way. They've got a personal kind of agenda. They make up their own rules as they go. They change them when they want to, and they smugly, like Tony Fauci, does not mind going on television in front of the people that pay his salary and lie directly into the camera. You can't expect the sheep to really respect the best and the brightest. They don't know the difference, really. I mean, I like humans, don't get me wrong, but basically the vast majority of them do not possess the ability to judge who is and who isn't a really good scientist. I mean, that's a problem. That's a main problem, actually, with science, I'd say, in this century, because science is being judged by people. Funding is being done by people who don't understand it. Okay, who do we trust? Fauci? Fauci doesn't know enough to, you know. If Fauci wants to get on television with somebody who knows a little bit about this stuff and debate him, he could easily do it, because he's been asked. I mean, I've had a lot of people... President of the University of South Carolina asked Fauci if he'd come down there and debate me on the stage in front of the student body, because I wanted somebody who was from the other side to come down there and balance my, because I felt like, well, these guys can listen to me, but I need to have somebody else down here that's going to tell me the other side. But Fauci didn't want to do it.
So this is actually really good, because I've sent the crew some clips and they didn't use them, so they can't find them. They go randomly find clips I haven't seen that are even more powerful. You saw, it looks like it shot on VHS 20 years ago. Because it turns out he knew they were giving people false positives for HIV, and he's a scientist, super highly respected. And you hear him decades ago, that clip's really old, saying, no wonder they killed him right when they rolled this out, I believe, is he's literally saying they'll have one rule, they'll change the rule, they're not scientists, they've got an agenda, they're trying to sell you something. So good job, crew, finding that clip, see? That's how the Lord works in mysterious ways. We have the information. But here's what I'm getting at. Deborah Brix, who was one of the top advisors at the CDC during the whole rollout of the COVID hysteria power grab, admits she lied about the mask, admits she lied and said the shot worked when it doesn't, admits there's all these excess deaths and new clips to cover her ass, act like she's not part of the fallout. And she's on the news this week and last week everywhere saying we need to have hazmat gear at all the farms. Need to wear body suits to be around cows and chickens. And we need to PCR test with federal numbers that are being given by the Biden administration, turning them up to find bird flu and everything. Just like they go find somebody that dies of kidney failure at the hospital or heart attack, and now they're going to stick a PCR test on them and say, look, we found COVID or we found bird flu. But remember, they suddenly said there was no flu for those 3 years. No flu. Because they needed those numbers as well. It's all a lie. Here she is saying test all the livestock.
We're not testing to really see how many people have been exposed and got asymptomatically infected. We should be testing every cow. weekly. You can do pooled PCR. We have the technology. We're, the great thing about America is we're incredibly innovative, and we have the ability to have these breakthroughs. We could be pool testing every dairy worker. I do believe that there's undetected cases in humans because we're once again only tracking people with symptoms. When we did that with COVID, the virus spread throughout the Northeast undetected because it took a long time to get to the vulnerable individuals. But in the meantime, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people were infected with asymptomatic or mild disease and never came to medical attention. We have to switch from symptoms to actually definitive laboratory testing. We have the capacity.
And instead, what this monster did, all written up by the UN and the globalists, they follow the same thing in Europe, Australia, the US, Canada, the UK, was you'd come in with the flu, dehydrated, just need an IV and just need some drugs. And they'd say, sorry, go home. We're closed because of COVID. They admit that now. And they said, oh, we're so overwhelmed. Meanwhile, the nurses are dancing and drinking and having fun. They got one level where they're killing people with remdesivir. And here she is. We need PCR on every cow every week to find the bird flu. And she said in the full articles to shut all the farms and ranches down and then slaughter the animals so they get rid of the production. Same folks want to shut down your fertilizer and R, same people that are shutting down your energy. And now, I got to give you the background before I give you the big enchilada. I should have just come on and said, it's official, they're trying to bring back a new pandemic. World Health Organization warns a new strain of bird flu has jumped into humans with potential for high public health impact, meaning high death. As a man in Mexico, 59 tests positive before dying from it. The good old propaganda Daily Mail. Oh, he tests positive. What did he really die of? Later you learn, motorcycle man dies in accident, dies of COVID. He's dead at the scene, COVID. You think I'm joking? Type it in. Man dies in motorcycle accident, ruled COVID. Person with bird flu dies in Mexico. World Health Organization says, right on time, you don't pass the treaty, right on time for the election. WHO Director Tedros says it's time to be more aggressive in pushing back against anti-vaxxers, and they're producing right now an mRNA bird flu shot that'll be ready for, get ready for it, September. They're going to hype the fear, get the PCR test out going, and then boom. People are dying from the COVID shots or dying from other stuff. They turn it on and test for bird flu, say, oh, you're dying from bird flu. And now all those numbers of the record deaths that are being reported, what did I say for years? They'll cover the next virus they release claiming it did it, but it's really going to be the COVID shot. And they found the headline, was it Florida? Man that died in motorcycle accident, Fox. San Antonio, I guess they did it in Florida too. Man who died in motorcycle crash counted as COVID-19 death in Florida. Oh, it was Florida. Okay. It's just being reported on in Texas. So see, I told you, Florida, motorcycle accident. I don't make this stuff up. I have a good memory. So I've got their plan, and here it is. As we go to break, I'll cover it next hour. British Medical Journal reports record deaths, 40%+ increase worldwide in overall deaths. They don't know what's doing it. They think it may be the shots. Who told you this before they rolled the shots out? Well, I did because I was talking to top scientists. Here's one of the headlines, whitewashing it. COVID vaccines may have helped fuel rise in excess deaths since pandemic study. That came out 3 days ago. See? I didn't just cover it. Now I predicted it all, and I know how to beat them. Tell everybody you know, tune in now, and tell folks you don't know, tune in now. Infowars.com/show. We'll be right back.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Thank you. talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Kary Mullis was awarded the Nobel Prize for his invention of the polymerase chain reaction, the PCR. The PCR is a method of analysis and wasn't designed to test for a virus. Mullis explains why.
And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it just to claim that it's meaningful.
The PCR test can potentially find anything you are looking for, depending on how high you turn it up. And this is exactly what has been done. The official protocol given for the PCR testing of COVID-19 created a floodgate of false positives to skew the results. They call it asymptomatic because it's a lie. These people don't have symptoms because they don't have COVID-19. They do it today because they've done it in the past and always gotten away with it. 30 years ago, Anthony Fauci, head of the NIH, made a name for himself by pushing for higher doses of the deadly drug AZT, an old cancer chemotherapy too dangerous for approval, onto AIDS patients. Kary Mullis was hired to measure HIV in people's blood samples with his PCR. He was working under the premise that HIV was the probable cause of AIDS. But when he went looking for the proof, he found there was none. They just made it up.
What is that paper? Who do I go to for that? And I looked around. I asked a couple of virologists at that company, and they said, no, you don't have to reference. I said, I have to reference that because I don't know where that came from. How do I know that? And it turned out that nobody knew it. And I was getting really freaked about that. That's when I first started saying, they don't know. Nobody really knows. This whole thing is a big sham.
Mullis pointed out how the CDC was losing money and how the HIV-AIDS connection brought their profits back in the black and how the men at the highest levels were all in on it. Kary Mullis knew these men were dangerous.
They don't want people like me walking up and asking them those kind of questions. And they're willing to, like, go to great lengths to prevent that. They're out on a limb. I wouldn't want to be there with them.
But he was still outspoken. When ABC's Nightline approached him about doing a documentary on his work, Mullis convinced them to cover the HIV debate after nearly a decade of ignoring it. In a 1994 interview with Celia Farber for Spin magazine, Kary Mullis expressed how he really wanted to expose Anthony Fauci and Robert Gallo. He said that he'd be willing to chase the little bastard from his car to his office a Nobel Prize winner, trying to ask a simple question from those who spent $22 billion and killed 100,000 people. It has to be on TV. I'm not unwilling to do something like that. Unfortunately, not many people were listening back then. And on August 7th, 2019, just about 3 months before the first utterance of COVID-19, Carrie Mullis, age 74, a Nobel Prize winner, inventor of the PCR test, a man who was once willing and eager to expose Anthony Fauci, quietly died of pneumonia. The timing of it all is mysterious to many of us.
Found the Carrie Mullis clip I wanted to find. And one problem if they shut down InfoWars is everything at band.video is going to get turned off. So the first place I'd go is the John Bowne and Greg Reach reports and other great reports from people like McGreen and myself, and download them all so you have a record of them to keep re-uploading them. Go to band.video, get it all. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Wage War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Here's some new articles that just went up on InfoWars.com. And video clips I'm going to be playing as soon as I get them in my hot little hands. Here's one of them. After COVID shot introduction, Canadian military had an 800% increase in vaccine injuries. That's according to the Canadian government. That's right, and we've got a 40-plus percent increase in total death around the world, which they say is not COVID in the new British Medical Journal report. You're like, yeah, we've heard you say this 100 times. Yeah, because we already have the numbers coming in. The number's about the same per capita. It just grows over time. And we got this video. Ex-FBI Director McCabe, Bureau employees worried of being jailed by Trump, may flee country. So they're trying to jail all of us. They're doing this. They're like punching us in the face and attacking us and lying about us and lawfare and opening the borders up and just mass crime exploding. And they're like, if you get rid of us, they're going to do this to us. You know, I'm not a vindictive person, but criminals need to be prosecuted for what they've done. You guys have openly committed crimes. But if we could put you on an island like we did Napoleon in absentia, then that's fine with me. Like I've said that many times. Just give up. Go public. Speak out. Here's the disgrace, McCabe. Listen to it.
Have you here? Because I just few people know the inner workings of the FBI better than you do. And you've also personally experienced the pressure from Donald Trump. And when you see him promising this wholesale takeover of the Justice Department, I wonder how you worry about what that would look like.
Yeah, Caitlin, I mean, I worry a lot about it. And I think it's, you know, when you think about these things and you try to predict how Donald Trump is going to react or the steps he's going to take, you really don't have to go any further than listening to the things he says and does. I mean, his comments recently are offensive and horrendous, but they're not surprising in any way. He's been saying this for quite some time. I will be your retribution is his refrain to his supporters. So, you know him, you know what motivates him. He is not a person who's driven by principle or ideology. He is someone who's entirely transactional. And if he feels like he's been wronged in some way, then he focuses on revenge and vengeance. And so he's made it perfectly clear that that's what he's going to do. And in the process of seeking that, he is going to really, he runs the risk of really dismantling and greatly incapacitating the Department of Justice and the FBI. And that is something that Americans on both sides of the political aisle should be worried about.
Yeah.
We depend on those institutions to protect us.
Well, what do you think it's...
And he is proposing to tear
inside,
them down.
What do people inside the FBI think when they hear a comment like that?
You know, it's terrifying. It's frightening. I have a lot of conversations with former colleagues, people who are or were in the intelligence and law enforcement community, and may have worked in, you know, the Obama administration, other places. And, you know, people are really trying to assess, like, what is life going to be like if Donald Trump wins a second term? And on a very personal level, I mean, these are torturous discussions with their family members about whether or not they have to leave the country to avoid being unconstitutionally and illegally detained. I mean, people are actually worried about being thrown in jail or grabbed in some sort of extrajudicial detention. And I think, you know, as crazy as this sounds in the United States of America, I think people should really consider that these are possibilities. Listen to what the man says. He typically does what he says, as crazy as it seems, and that's really all the indicators you need.
Look, what I've gone through, nobody's ever gone through. I'm a very legitimate person. I built a great business. Everything's been, I have been under siege. Nobody's ever seen anything like this in this country. Now, in other countries, in other third world countries, or banana republics, as they say, a banana republic, we've become a banana republic. At the border, we've become a banana republic. With so many other elements of our country, we've become a banana republic. You take a look at what's happening with inflation. That's a banana republic inflation, what we have.
The whining of McCabe with no evidence when they are attacking us everywhere with total evidence of evil, totalitarianism, reminds me of Fauci. I sent the crew a bunch of clips on Tuesday after he had his testimony Monday. I never got to a bunch of them. I played some, but he would whine and cry and say, I'm getting death threats and they're hurting me. This guy locked the country down, ran all the HIV evil, put foster kids by the tens of thousands in illegal tests, killed many of them. He lies about everything, goes back on his lies, says he never told the lies. He's Joseph Mengele 2.0, and then he's whining about how everybody's being mean to him. They're attacking us. They're coming after us. And then when the world rises up and just says, we don't like you, we want you prosecuted, what are you doing to me? I'm a nice man. I just gained a function to virus and released it. I just locked up the hospitals all over the world by recommendations and killed a bunch of people. I'm the good guy. Here he is.
Everything from harassments by emails, texts, letters of myself, my wife, my three daughters. There have been credible death threats leading to the arrests of two individuals. And credible death threats mean someone who clearly was on their way to kill me. And it's required my having protective services essentially all the time. It is very troublesome to me. It is much more troublesome because they've involved my wife and my three daughters.
At these moments, how do you feel? Keep your mic on.
Terrible.
Do you continue to receive threats today?
Yes, I do. Every time someone gets up and says I'm responsible for the death of people throughout the world, the death threats go up.
All I did was lock the kids up and make them wear masks. All I did was keep you away from your parents and give you a poison shot. 22 million are dead, growing. Why are you mad I killed so many? Why are you mad I did secret AIDS testing on little kids that were healthy and killed over thousands of them, experimented on tens of thousands. Why is it bad that I lock beagles up and paralyze them so maggots can eat their heads? Why do you say things about me I do? Why do you not let me do it to you? I just want to do it to you. Here he is blaming MTG.
I'm still getting death threats when you have performances like that unusual performance by Marjorie Taylor Greene in today's hearing. Those are the kind of things that drive up the death threats, because there are a segment of the population out there that believe that kind of nonsense.
Were you aware that...
Pause that woman. Oh, she's the same woman McCabe on. McCabe's, oh, yes, they want to put us all in death camps, and oh, yes, and then she's telling Fauci, oh, Fauci, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's like, they're being mean to me. All I want to do is depopulate them. I want to inject them with self-replicating nano prions that attack all their cardiovascular and their brain and their organs. All we're trying to do is depopulate you. Roll over and let me kill yous. Come on, what's the problem with that? It's only 15 days to stay in your house and wear a mask. It's easy, do it. Sorry, it's a month. Oh, it's 5 months. Oh, it's a year. It's 2 years. Wait, stay in your houses. The shot will protect you. How's that shot feeling, huh? All the videos I've got of him on C-SPAN and stuff, years before COVID, I run the gain of function. We take the viruses and make them more deadly. People go, wait, you said this, you did. I did not do any such thing, Senator Paul. How dare you, says I did that. He reminds me of the evil leprechaun in the movie Leprechaun, or it's a whole series of leprechauns. I'm not into horror movies, but my wife and I are big Leprechaun fans. We watched all four of them repeatedly. The last one's Leprechaun in Space, I think. And it's just hilarious. It's a hilarious movie. I also like Ernest Goes to Camp, but also Ernest Fights the Trolls or whatever it is. I like really stupid stuff. But it's funny. When I look at the trolls and the leprechaun, if you crossed them, you would have Dr. Fauci, which means Grim Reaper in Italian, a scythe. Hey, my name is Grim Reaper Scythe. I'm here to help you a little bitsies, all rightsies? In fact, can we pull up a little clip from Leprechaun? The first one's great with Jennifer Aniston. It was a little more high budget, which means it was super big movie. But these are genius, genius films. Here, let's see Dr. Fauci starring in an episode of Leprechaun. Let's turn this up. Those are my rubies. Oh, you took my goodies. Oh, you like that lightsaber, douches?
Lucky! Go! Move! No, no, no! No, no! You stay with Cupcake.
Cupcake?
And he says, why are you abusing me? This is Fauci. Why are you death threatening me? I'm so nice. Give the babies the shot. What's wrong with that? And he's like, maybe I shouldn't have firefights. If I just say I'm a doctor and release a virus and then give them a shot so I can kill them that the ways is. Oh, he jumps with a hand grenade. He's always in love with one woman in these, yeah. He's like, I'm all right, baby.
Let's see, move out.
This is quality, man.
Go.
So I think they defeated him, but never defeat Leprechaun.
Good job, man.
He always comes back to Congress.
She's alive. We need some help here. We need to get her back to the shuttle.
Danny, get over here.
I'm doing my best, but... this doesn't look good.
Hey, folks, give us a hand here. Hey. Oh, shit, man.
Maybe we should just air Leprechaun today. Just play Leprechaun clips. Oh, you take more gold. It reconstitutes him.
Kowalski, sticks!
It's a quality film.
Start packing this up.
Hey, wait a minute, Sarge. It was my kill. Get to add the final touch.
What episode of Leprechaun is this? In space. I forgot this. Oh, peeing on the leprechaun's hand is not very nice. All right, that's enough. There's too much cussing in this. Only Democrats can cuss on TV. We'll get FCC fines if we do. Oh, wait, go back. His head grows out of the hand. Oh, here we go. He's like, you can't ever beat me. Never, never, never. No matter how many times I kill you with HIV or with COVID or the shots. Oh, now bird flu. I always come back and kill you. It's what I do. And it came out in Congress last year that he illegally has 15 federal marshals that guard him. 15. Illegally. We just want you to stop killing us, Fauci. Here, go ahead and turn this part. This is Leprechaun in the Hood, up to no good. Here it is. Back to the hood.
You hit like a wheelie.
Yeah? Okay, motherfucker. We class, motherfucker. We start this class, bitch. Welcome to the hood, baby.
It's just like Fauci. No matter how much you hit him, he's like, I still will poison you. I will still lock you up. Oh, actually, pause right here. Start this over in a minute. But Fauci is actually, I've discovered, is the leprechaun. He is remaking all of his movies in the real world. So he shows up at the hood like, why don't you let me put something in your child? You're not protecting people if you don't. So this is the real Fauci leprechaun back to the hood. I forgot to actually start in the movie. Here it is.
You don't even feel sick. It's like you don't even know you got infected. It's very, very good at protecting you.
Just the anacostia.
Notice they're all wearing green, too.
Okay. All right, see you later.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I think we're on to something here.
Are not settled with the information that's been given to us right now.
So I'm not going to be lining up taking a shot or a vaccination for something that wasn't clear in the first place. And then you all create a shot in miraculous time. It takes years to
Well, it used to take years.
Okay, it used to. It
you know how you know how many years we're invested in this approach? About 20 years of science to get us to be able to do it.
20 years is not enough. And 9 months is definitely not enough for nobody to be taking no vaccination that you all came up with.
The only reason I'm talking to you right now, as close as we are, is that I've been vaccinated.
Right.
But if it allows thousands of people like you don't get vaccinated, you're going to let this virus continue to percolate in this country and in this world.
Something like the common flu then, right?
It's
much more serious than the flu. Though.
Well, the flu kills a lot of people annually, too.
You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none, but the previous year, about 20 to 30,000. You know how many people have died from COVID-19 in the United States? 600,000 Americans.
Well, the number that you all given that died, that's once again, that's you all's number.
You gonna pass.
Yeah, definitely. Because when you start talking about paying people to get
vaccinated,
here,
leprechaun.
When you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated, there's something else going on with that.
Something else going on. You're right. But I'm glad millions of people like me and most everybody here didn't get an incentive. You know what their incentive was? Protecting their health and protecting the city.
It's okay because my incentive, y'all campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear. That's what this pandemic is. It's a fear. It's fear, this pandemic. That's all it is.
How you guys doing with vaccine?
Oh, that's enough. We're on to something here. So that's the fifth Leprechaun movie. Leprechaun Army starring Dr. Anthony Fauci. Oh, my God. Same size and everything. How do we know that he's not actually the leprechaun? Folks, we're on to something here now. This is bigger than the gay frogs. Oh my gosh. In fact, pull up that old newscast with the leprechaun on the tree. See, they thought he was friendly at first, but then they saw him, and they weren't sure. And then they took a piece of his gold, And now he wants to kill everybody with poison shots. You know, I joke about this, but it's probably we're actually onto something. Can we roll this? This newscast is about 20 years old when Fauci was first seen in the hood. Here it is.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff and it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We don't get down to the bottom of this. You're still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
Just don't take a shot.
This guy, hoping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wards off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
People will do anything for a pot of gold. I mean, anything.
Well, Pfizer made $200 million off killing 22 million people so far, and Fauci got $100 million reportedly. So he has the pot of gold. I mean, he's got it all. And even his minions now wear green. Folks, we are on to something here. I'm actually pretty freaked out right now. I was joking at first. Fauci is a leprechaun. That's why he said, oh, we've been developing this plan for thousands of years. Kids are hiding behind their dad. Come here, sweetie. Got a little something for you. Hey, in the middle of the potential of World War III, we got to have a little bit of fun here. He's actually far worse than a demonic leprechaun because he actually exists. Look at him, like summing up who he wants to kill. You are subhuman. I'm going to euthanize you. Take your shot. I'm here to make it better for you. Leprechaun 5, Fauci's army. The leprechaun became angry and summoned from the host of hell an army of medical procedures and minions and soccer moms and Karens to force inject the public. Soon he'll control the entire planet after he's killed his enemies. Leprechaun 5, Fauci's army. Showtimes start Friday. Oh my gosh, we've done it again. This is incredible. He's a leprechaun. That's a joke, folks. It's a metaphor. But they'll have it clipped out. Jones really believes Fauci's a leprechaun. And the people know they're lying. They'll actually find the full clip. And that's how we do it. You'll see it by tomorrow, the young turds, when they're not salivating over bestiality. If I was world emperor, this is what the head of the Young Turks said. He would make it legal for him to pleasure farm animals. Yeah. Oh, you think I'm lying? Pull it up. Sink Uyghur bestiality. And you'll find it. Can you imagine, like, Sink Uyghur is like a demonic goblin creature that's on all fours, and then riding on it is Fauci the leprechaun. Or Sink Uyghur is like a huge flying monkey. And he's got these big wings. And then... Look, I'm not making fun of short people, but Fauci is legally a midget. You know, people think that they call dwarves midgets. Dwarves have a genetic disorder, have bigger hands and bigger feet than the rest of their body. That's what you mainly see. They're more common is dwarfism. But midgets are anatomically the right size, and Fauci registers as a midget, which is nothing wrong, but sometimes, well, he's into medical procedures. Here's Fauci at the CDC or the Centers for Infectious Disease. And he's about to, oh, do you hear what I do to beagles sometime? How about I put your head in a basket with flesh-eating maggots? He already did that for him. Here we go. Joseph Mengele was nothing compared to me. I'm going to give you lots of shots. Are you ready? Here we go. Enjoy as yourself. Now I've given you the shot. Aren't you feeling better? Ha ha ha. It's so good. I'm the victim. I'm Anthony Fauci. We'll be right back.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Fauci's released a new music video.
I want to know where to go.
listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back live, transmitting and broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. You know, I'm trying to have some fun with the demonic leprechaun. He's actually killed 22 million people. So it's actually extremely serious. But since we're on this line of humor, which isn't funny, because this is really happening, but we've got to at least have gallows humor. Biden went to the World War II D-Day Memorial Service. And here's the headline out of the Gateway Pundit. Humiliation. Biden almost collapses at D-Day celebrations. Is he downloading into his diaper? Very, very important with President Macron visiting. So, Biden's awkward moments of confusion in Normandy over in France. So, let's play the videos back to back. One of them is the straight video. The other has a joke sound in it. But the point is, this is really going on. And I told you about this yesterday. First, let's play me talking about this yesterday, hours before this actually happened. Here's a short clip from my full report. So 3 years ago, Biden is going to fundraisers and events in New York. This happens multiple times because these units are assigned by the state and the city and the county. I'll leave it at that so they can't find out who they are. To augmenting the Secret Service. So these are elite police. Okay? And they said Biden has a Pelican case, a black Pelican case full of drugs. They've seen it opened. They don't know what it is, but there's needles, pills, all this stuff. And they got to get him up on speed to do something. And then he crashes and they put him out for a while. That's why he'll disappear all the time on vacation. He's really completely passed out. They'll get blood transfusions, all these drugs, all these vitamins, all these cocktails. And he's had all these brain surgeries and stuff like Hillary. And then they said in 1 2-day visit, twice, he starts screaming at people and yelling and like a toddler. And then he starts cussing, and then he just blasts shit out of his ass. And it's just all over the place, and they've got to have all these extra sets of clothes. And I'm being told this by senior police from, let's just say, New York. So Biden is in the right on the walls with shit level right now. And I'm not trying to be gross here. I'm telling you personal stories. This is a very sad thing. But we have a guy in control of the nuclear codes. He's not really in control of them, but they say he is. Who is into crapping all over everything. On my children, this is true. Here's what Macron.
Distinguished guests, please welcome the Honorable Lloyd J. Austin. Distinguished guests, please welcome the Honorable Lloyd J. Austin.
All right, and we're showing real videos. They made jokes out of it. But this was, I specifically in yesterday's clip, though, say he does this squatting motion when he does. It's what I was told. So we can make jokes about it all day long. You know, the Justice Department said, well, he did launder money. He is a criminal, but he's too old to be prosecuted. But then Trump for doing nothing, well, he can be prosecuted. That's where we are as a society. That's where we are as a culture. Play clip 10. This is the latest Trump ad about Biden.
I'm not a young guy. That's no secret.
So that's where we are. right now, and I go back to this. I've got so much other stuff to hit that's so huge. But I want to go back to this because I talked about this quite a bit, but this, for me, this is front and center. They've done all the pre-positioning, all the pre-programming, all the pre-hype, get the PCR test out, wear hazmat gear at all the farms. We got 22 million dead and record numbers of people dying from the poison shots. And then we're told, no, 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 it's the bird flu. It's going to kill you. We've got to bring back the lockdowns, everything. That's what the UN's already saying. And they declare a pandemic that doesn't exist. And they turn up a PCR test and put it on people dying from the poison shots or car wrecks or motorcycle accidents. Remember, they're counting all that and say, oh, my gosh, it's a pandemic. So let me go over some of these headlines for you. HPV shot, that's supposedly to stop girls from getting human papillomavirus that's in the dirt, that's everywhere. If you have an autoimmune disease, then it can kill you. It's a very rare form of cancer. But they've been giving this thing out for 15, 16 years. Nobody's taking it because it causes so much death. Well, now they're back pushing it. HPV shot test subjects were injected with massive amount of aluminum, causing serious side effects. Now, that's the new spin. Oh, the huge amount of aluminum in it. No, it's live viruses they're injecting you with. Here's the British Medical Journal. Heard of them? They're about as respected as it gets. Guys, I asked you guys earlier, it was 3 hours ago, or 2 hours ago, I didn't get to this yet. Pull up this actual report, because it's got incredible graphs in it that you're going to say if you're a TV viewer or a radio listener, wait, I've heard this for years from you. Is this new? Yeah. Right when the shot came out, we got the initial death rates, 40% increase in overall deaths for that month, then for that 6 months, then for that year. And it stayed about 40% increase mortality, total record. World War I, World War II weren't 10% increase. So this is bigger than World War II, increased death numbers. They're like, gee, we don't know where it's coming from. But finally, Yahoo News and the London Telegram and the Australian, all these papers are like, well, the scientists are saying it's the shots. Yeah, scroll down to the overall numbers. You saw that graph, yeah. The point is it's all in the report. And right when the shots start, the deaths happen, and it continues on. And the countries with the highest uptake in the shots have the highest death numbers. I read this whole report last night. Yes, that's why I'm exhausted all the time. I read. And I clicked through a lot of the exhibits. And the study synopsis is 20-something pages long. You need to go read this so it's not just Alex Jones telling you this. Because if I'm telling you the truth, there's a 40% increase in death plus, and it's worse in countries with a higher uptake of the shots, and they say in the report, we think it's the shots. Again, this is hypothetical. I would not do this. Or let's just say a random place. Let's say your neighbor, you see him cleaning a shotgun on the front porch. You got to go to work. You walk out your front door and you say, hey, Bob, how you doing? How's the wife? And he goes, she's all right. Names a shotgun at you. And you're like, hey, everything's all right. And you get in your car. And he's obviously suicidal. And as you're driving off, you see him shove the shotgun in his mouth and blow the whole top of his head off. Do you need to be a pathologist to know the shotgun killed him? No. You saw him blow his head off. You know what it is. So I'm not a pathologist. I just interview a bunch of them, and I can read the numbers. This is not, if I took a hatchet out right now and hacked my arm off and blood spraying everywhere on TV, should I be a pathologist to know that cutting my arm off with a hatchet did it? No. No coroner needed. Same thing with people that go in front of these buildings and pour gasoline on themselves and burn themselves up. You need a pathologist to say they died of fire? No. When somebody burns themselves up or blows their head off on TV, they'll put on the death certificate, no autopsy needed, cause of death witnessed and known. There's a huge car wreck, and two cars head-on collision, and there's five people in one car and one in another, and the driver in one car dies, and a couple of the others die. They don't have to do coroner reports because the police file report, there's the cars hit each other, combined speed of 130 miles an hour, because, you know, it adds the speed together. One car's going 70, the other car's going 60, you know, it's 100 and whatever, 130 miles an hour. You know the car killed him, and so it's on the death certificate, car accident. So we sit back and act like we need them to tell us that a bunch of our friends are dead or sick suddenly. And it didn't come during the first year of COVID. COVID numbers were, mortality rate was basically flat. they had all this COVID death, but it was, again, people with heart attacks, cancer, motorcycle accidents, car wrecks, gunshot wounds, suicides, cops that got shot, criminals that got shot. They put them in there. Remember that? When whether you were in Germany or England or Australia or Canada, it was all the same. They counted motorcycle deaths in Australia. They counted motorcycle and automobile deaths in England. Because the administrative global state wrote up this whole plan. Deny health care, give them remdesivir, put them on ventilators, kill them. Don't let their families come see them while you're killing them. Once the shot starts, then say something else did it. And so, every day, without even looking, I have the numbers that prove it, but anecdotally, I see stuff like this. Passed away suddenly at home at the 10th of August last year, 42, a serving Met police officer. He will be terribly missed by his wife, Haley, and his son, Alex, and heartbroken family and friends, funeral services. And I've got his death certificate and stuff right here. They posted. They're upset. He posted, I took my COVID vaccine. And here's his funeral home notice right here. He just dropped dead. So do you want to be like those people? Do you want to continue to go along with all this? Or do you want to wake up to what's happening? That a bunch of crazy globalists have decided to have the power to kill a bunch of people, mainly old folks, so they don't have to pay their Social Security or similar things around the world, but also to corrupt the medical system that has the real power to get them involved in a mass crime like this, so that now they'll commit the next crime because you got them by the balls. You know, the CIA doesn't come along to an army officer and offer them $50,000 in a satchel just for free. Now you're corrupted, bitch. You took 50 grand. You better do what we say next time. And what was in the news yesterday? Oh, the Canadian military saw a massive increase in death and sickness after the shots. Just like I played that clip of the Navy officer saying we've seen a 900% increase in heart failure. In their own document that was secret. Remember that? Last year? 900%. And he was just doing the medical stuff on their pilots, helicopter and fixed wing. So what did, I covered it yesterday, what did the Canadian government say? They said, well, we got to cover this up, it'll destroy confidence. And then once they did that, they got them because now they won't say the next thing's wrong either, the bird flu shot or the next mRNA shot, because they're already corrupted. They sold out that first time and now learned how to sit there and take it. And now you got the medical system ready to cover up a total and complete takeover. These people have got it figured out. Well, guess what? I got them figured out. And if they think shutting me up on this platform is going to stop that. I'm going to find the Canada article. I actually had it again today. See if you can find it. It doesn't matter. I showed it like three times yesterday. Massive increase in illness and death. Yeah, and that's just the one today. There's another one where the government said, we have to cover it up in a memo to the legislature, to the parliament, because this will kill recruitment and kill confidence in us. But they found one of them. Put it back on screen. Because radio listeners, I got to read it for them. After COVID shot introduction, Canadian military had 800% increase in vaccine injuries. What did the Navy find? 900. Gee, funny, different militaries, different groups. 800, 900%. Boy, that sounds like something really good we should be taking. You need a pathology degree? If I pick up this marble table I got right here, sitting next to me, and I put my drinks on, and I walk over to you full power and hit you in the head, and puts you in a coma for 6 weeks. When you wake up, you think the cops go, well, we're not going to charge Alex Jones for that because a pathologist was there to make sure the marble table didn't do it. There it is. Canadian military officials hesitated to lift COVID vaccine mandate for service members because it would hurt their credibility. And then it's a letter to the government admitting it. Well, those are some nice people, see? So, see, when you figure out how the system works, you're like, why the hell do they want to kill 22 million people and counting? Because all these doctors and lawyers and nurses and bureaucrats and media people took the money. They went along with it. They sat around in empty hospitals while everybody was really dying from not getting treatment for regular stuff. They killed a bunch of people on their special COVID wards. They got massive money for it. And now it's coming out. They're like, we better cover this up. I remember it came out like 2005 from 2000, an FDA meeting. And the only reason we know is one of the members of the board of the FDA recorded it. And the head of the FDA said, my own grandson at 18 months took the next group of shots. He said, come see me every week. He can't talk. He's totally sick. He's got diarrhea all the time because the vaccines attack your gut. And we just can't cover this up. And the other board members go, this will bring down the whole system. We got to cover it up. And they decide at the meeting, okay, well, we're going to fix the shots, but we're going to cover it up for the agency's own good. Well, they just removed that board and put a new one in. And they kept their mouth shut because they were involved in the last corruption. And what do they have to do to get an FDA board that would approve the experimental shot with no testing? It had been secretly tested. They knew how bad it was. But the board didn't. They fired two boards. The third board agreed, and what did the board members say in a live Zoom hearing of the FDA? He said, well, we finally decided we don't know what it's going to do, but we're just going to shoot it in people and see what it does. Hell, Bill Gates went on TV and said, we have no idea what it's going to do. We just shoot it right in the little kid's vein. So on one side, they're like, we have no idea what it's going to do. We just shoot it in a kid's vein, but that itself is a lie to their own people, like laughing. They had tested it all on rats and they knew full well, see, this is all I do. I've got them up one side, down the other. I know how to beat them. And I'm willing to die. I'm willing to go to prison. I'm willing to be set up. I literally have outside of court orders, goon groups trying to take us over. Not the people they ordered to do it, but the goons that told them to do it. Because the enemy's down to the wire. And I will continue to fight. But I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer. I need your support. And whatever happens to me, I need you to support my family. But they're not even political. How are you going to support them? It's okay. I'm going to do it regardless. I'm in God's hands. But that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. But I believe in you. I bet on you. I know you can do incredible things. But you've got to get pissed. You've got to get focused. I know how people's brains works. Mine's the same. You watch a bunch of entertainment all day. You read a bunch of comic books. That's fantasy. You get obsessed with that. I'm in the real world. And people got to realize the tune of the show, why does the system want it off? Why are they so pissed about the show? Because it is the most fully focused, hardcore, serious system countering their system. They're all compartmentalized. They hate me and tried to buy me off many times because they even admitted to me, you're able to get our own people decompartmentalized. We need them compartmentalized while this is happening. It's for the greater good. Once you join us, we'll read you in on it, but I think you're smart to understand. I'm like, yeah, I know. I've read enough of your writings and stuff, and I see it in predictive programming. You got to have world government to stop nuclear weapons, and then you proliferate nuclear weapons. Then you've got to have world government or AI will take over. You've got to have a controlled civilization. We're all dead. Exactly, Mr. Jones. But you're not even doing that. It's a classic thing of we've got to enslave everybody to keep them safe. And then it's like, actually, let's just kill them all because they're too dangerous, because they're going to have their own hopes and dreams, their own ideas, and you want to steal the future. I know the argument. I know the reasons. I've been hearing it my whole life. I reject it and I say no. You guys create instability. You create the dangerous world. You cause the technological races out of all the insecurity. We could have a world compact that people are publicly told about, people publicly vote for, as nation states. Nation states can opt out or be part of it, to be public about the dangers of AI and the dangers of all these weapons and these systems and do that. And we can decide what to make legal and what not. But that's not being done because you're in a race to get the power. You have no constraints on it while you tell us we got to get total power to put constraints on it. You would have put constraints on it up front if you actually cared. You're greedily stealing and grabbing as much as you can temporarily, claiming you're trying to get full control to help everybody. We can't do that. You got to educate the mass of the people on the truth and then collectively through free will. We're still free individuals, but collectively individuals make the best decisions that we learn are what? Consensuses. And that's why you don't want me on air, because I have a real vision through free will that I believe people will resonate with. I know they will, because this is not my consensus. I am hooked into God. I am given millisecond by millisecond transmissions, more than I can even receive. It's just like, but I see around all the corners. I know the enemy operations. Any answer I want, I can say, give me the answer. Bloop, Jim, it's always right. And the enemy knows that. They're like, oh, my God, if this guy figures out what he's really got, we're all done. Forget that. If the general public figures out what they've got, if the general public figures out the power they've got through Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit, we can unify not through tyranny, not through a forced system, but through the Spirit and defeat this and then launch a renaissance that we cannot even begin to describe or understand. It's so powerful. Who set up for the fourth hour? Drew Hernandez always knocks out of the park. So I'm going to abdicate to him and have him take over. But I'll say it again. I've crawled up from Access Television at this point, thanks to your support. But it's all been God's Spirit working through me and you responding. So you're 95% of the equation. I'm 5% temporarily. God's everything. But take God out of the equation. Working through us, you're 95%. I'm 5%. I can't do this without you. So when I sit here and I've been right over and over and over again and told you over and over and over and over again, and now I'm really starting to unlock my potential. Now I'm really, because the times we're in, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. Newtonian physics. So I'm telling you, I need your word of mouth. I need you to share articles and videos. I need you to copy them and put them other places. I need you to save all the stuff on band.video. It can be down within weeks. I hope it isn't, but like... We're in crisis here. So, and I need your support. I need you to support InfoWars because we don't want to not support it and get shut down. You order stuff, you'll get it. That's great. Do that. Great products right now. Ready. X3. All of it. Could be your last time to get it. But DrJonesNaturals.com is another warehouse. My dad runs great products. Many products you can't get at InfoWarsStore.com now are available at InfoWars store, and it's amazing, but many other products are available at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. Just drjonesnaturals.com. It's all there. The Kaba Chill, the Rocket Rest, the Top Brain, the Next Level Foundational Energy, the Concentrated Green Caps. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. They got the cheesy picture of a doctor on it. That's not my dad. He looks just about ridiculous just like I do. Is that Zelensky there at the microscope? All right, I'm sorry. I'm in joke mode. There's Joe Biden fishing right now. So seriously, drjonesnaturals.com has all these incredible products, all the nano-silver products, the toothpaste, all of it. Not just the nano-silver toothpaste with iodine and tea tree oil and fortified with all these essential oils with no additives or no fluoride. We've got the other toothpaste that people love as well, exclusively available there now. The turmeric, the activated charcoal, the nano silver wound gel, the nano silver immune gargle. They're all at drjonesnaturals.com. And again, if you want to get a copy of any of my books, signed or unsigned, it's all at infowarstore.com. And here I am. I'm in your hands. This is not just another show. This is the tip of the spear. I want to thank you all for your past support, but support now at infowarstore.com or 888-253-3139. Or go now to drjonesnaturals.com. I got a few more things to say, and then Drew Hernandez takes over. Stay with us. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
You, the people, have the
the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Drew Hernandez always does a great job. So to take over here in just a few minutes. But like I told everybody days ago, they didn't try the secret, unlawful, outside of court order shutdown for no reason. It wasn't about us. It was about a move on everybody. So now Bannon's been ordered to report to prison. Clearly, illegally, all scholars agree he did contempt of Congress. He's in the executive branch. They can't make them testify. You see the Democrats all the time say that. We're in the executive branch, not testifying. So it's just crazy. And you got the Epic Times CEO being arrested for bringing money in from China that was his money to invest it in a company and donate it to Trump. Or donated to ads for Trump. That's why he's indicted, facing 50 years in prison. I mean, it's going down, folks. They just fakely convicted Trump last week. The day after they did that, they're trying to, like, Cobra Commander the office. And then, like, oh, gaslight. Hey, it's no big deal. We're just going to close for only 2 weeks. You know, 2 weeks. Stay in your house 2 weeks. Hey, your office just closed 2 weeks. And the next day, the Democratic Party people that ran this whole hoax against us, the whole legal thing, the fake judges, the HBO running it. They're real judges, but they're fake in my view, in their office. Finding me guilty beforehand, never letting me defend myself. That's how powerful we are that the deep state had to do all this and none of it's worked. Look at the headline. Epoch Times CEO accused of laundering $67 million. Yeah, I got to arrest everybody. And here's the Washington Post, literally the CIA today. Twitter's post-January 6 deplatforming. Twitter's post-January 6 deplatforming reduced info study finds. And the article goes on to say, you don't want to just block misinfo that the Washington Post itself, the king of misinfo, claims it is. So they, the misinfo, the lies called truth lies, they should be the ones deplatformed. I don't even call them for that. They already deplatformed. No one hardly reads them. No one believes them. So they want to silence everybody else, and they want to be the arbiter of who's real and who's not. But they say, once we find you say something that's not right, like the Washington Post says, Anthony Fauci is taller than Michael Jordan. That's the kind of thing they would say, and that's not literal. It's an example. And you say, actually, Michael Jordan is 6'7", 6'9". Look up how big. I don't know how big he was at his prime. He's probably shrunk some now. I'm guessing 6'8". So Michael Jordan's 6'8", and Anthony Fauci's 4'8", and the Washington Post says, Dr. Fauci's 9 feet tall. And I go, actually, you can look at him. He's really little. Michael Jordan's almost 7 feet tall. No, we're the Washington Post. We decide how tall you are. And if we say you're wrong, you're banned. Because once you're banned, then you can't respond and say, no, Fauci's short, Michael Jordan's tall. Or let's use Andre the Giant. The Washington Post says Andre the Giant was 3 feet tall, not 8'6". The Washington Post says Anthony Fauci is 8'6". The Washington Post says that Andre the Giant is 3 feet tall. Now, you all know that's not true, but they can't have you. Guys, just type in how tall Michael Jordan was at his peak, please. It'll be a well-known number. I guess it's 6'8". It's a neurotic. No, I'm going to keep going then. I can't have it. I'll type it in. I'm not mad. I just got to have it. Stipend. How tall was Michael Jordan at his prime? That just, God almighty, that's all. How tall was Michael Jordan? I'll do it myself. 6'6", I guess. Wait, he's not even that tall. Okay, so see, Washington Post is right. So they're saying Fauci's 6'6", Michael Jordan's 3 feet tall. Andre the Giant's 3 feet, Fauci's, you know, 10'10". So that's how crazy all of this is. So the key is we're the arbiters of truth. We're the arbiters of speech. We say you can speak. We say you can't speak. And then if we one time say you're wrong, like, hey, WMDs aren't in Iraq. That's not true. You're banned forever. Hey, your shot didn't work. Here's the statistics. They work perfectly. You're banned. This is total desperation. And look at Will Ormus, the guy on here. He looks like a cross between a serial killer and a weasel. You got to look at his picture on here. These people are predators. All right, great job, crew. Preacher Murray else. We have the amazing Drew Hernandez coming up, and then the mighty Owen Schroyer in 55 minutes. DrJonesNaturals.com if you want to support us. Do it now. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Alright, what's going on, InfoWarriors? You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. And I just really wanted to break down everything we are seeing. And by the way, just for the crew that's listening in, I don't have a show clock to tie me down on the segment, so If I get cut off, that's why, guys. So thank you. But I just really wanted to give a word of encouragement today, because I think everyone for the past few days, for the past couple weeks, has been watching what has been happening with InfoWars, and not just the past couple weeks, the past few years, with the deplatforming, the censorship, and the targeting, and the persecution. And all of this is simultaneously flawlessly being coordinated. And when I say flawlessly, is, you know, without a shadow of a doubt that this is a coordinated attack. And you know, without a shadow of a doubt that this is a coordinated operation that is being deployed on everybody all at the same time in less than a month. They've made their move. They've played their hand. They have made their move on the chessboard with where they're going forward next. And it's because we, the InfoWar, we, the patriot, we, the free human being, you and I right now pose a threat to the regime. You and I now pose a threat to their tyrannical operations. We pose a threat to foreign lobbies across the entire world that are gutting the United States of America and feasting off of its corpse, raping us all of our bank accounts through taxpayer money. You got the Israel lobby, the Ukraine lobby, you got the CCP, you have Iran, you have all these different entities all at the same time, especially with the installation of Biden in 2021. And I've been saying this right when it happened, two things, that maybe it's a good thing Biden gets installed, because unfortunately there are millions of retards out there that aren't paying attention, but now they're paying attention, and they've overplayed their hand. They've gone overkill, and every time these authoritarian regimes, they move forward in that type of direction, it always backfires. Now, what the duration of the turnaround is varies, You could study human history. I mean, you could take a look at the course of different regimes, communist, all kinds of authoritarian, dictatorial, fascist regimes that are installed for a few years, sometimes more than a decade. You can take a look at North Korea right now, where they are. They've been multiple decades, a dynasty of tyranny and tyrants. But ultimately, it's God's will be done. And ultimately, this war is in God's hand. As we, like Nehemiah, now understand, don't get it twisted. I'm sick of these Protestants that run around and like, well, Jesus is going to return at any moment. And you got to understand that, you know, he said there'd be days like this, and he said it would be dark like this, and he said it would be depraved like this. So it's time to just sit back, look up into the sky, and enjoy the show. Yeah, well, we don't know that because we don't know if Christ is returning in 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 5 years, or 500 years, or even more. No man knows the day or the hour. Faith without works is dead. We should be always about our Father's business, fully activated in the faith. Like the Bible says, not partaking in unfruitful works of darkness, but rather exposing them. You are the light of the world, according to Jesus. And everywhere you go, everywhere you walk is going to have that effect. If you are fully operational as a born again Christian, you are a black light to the entire world around you. And at the same time, that will have a retaliation result. And depending on who you ask, a consequence. Now, I view that as a born-again Christian, retaliation, persecution, because you are a Christian. You take a look at 1 Peter, the Apostle Paul makes it very clear. Well, that's actually an indication that the Holy Spirit is upon you. If you are getting hit, I'm paraphrasing, you could find this in 1 Peter. If you are getting hit, if you are getting persecuted for the sake of Christ, his gospel, you're a Christian, well, that's indication that the Holy Spirit is upon you. And that's why I say, depending on who you ask, to me, that is a positive consequence. And as a born-again Christian, we have already been forewarned that these days, yes, are ahead of us, multi-generationally. Now, I think the United States of America has been blessed by God's mercy and by God's grace for his own purposes. I think in our existence, to not experience the full extent of persecution that the church has experienced in its history, or God's chosen prophets or utensils or tools that he uses. You take a look at the Old Testament, the prophets getting martyred, getting murdered, getting executed for speaking a message that was unpopular with the people at the time that just wanted their ears tickled and they wanted to be told everything is okay. You're all practicing degeneracy and you're sacrificing your children to Moloch. You're incinerating them. You're having homosexual orgies everywhere. You've turned your back on God's word. You no longer practice God's word, not only in a religious or personal context, but in a government legislative context. What do you think the book of Judges is all about? Who do you think God is targeting? Not just the religious leaders, not just God's chosen people, but also political leaders, governors, those in positions of power that are tasked to lead with biblical principles. This is why I believe, and especially if you're running around saying the United States of America was funded on Christian principles. Well, I believe this nation should be governed and influenced legislatively by God's word. I'm a Christ supremacist. I'm unapologetic about that. Don't call me a Christian nationalist. That's too weak. Doesn't hit hard enough. No. We are Christ supremacists. I believe in the supremacy of Christ's word, of his reign, of his rule, of his kingship, of his lordship, not only over humanity, not only over the church, but over the universe and creation. And his lordship and his kingship and his command over even the multi-dimensional world and universe that we live in. And so, yes, that includes government. That includes legislation. And if people still want to be retarded, even right now, if people still want to live this American experience, removed from God's word or his word and principles, influencing legislation, influencing policy, influencing culture, influencing music, influencing lifestyle, influencing education, influencing the science community. Look, Alex just got down breaking down and roasting Dr. Fauci, which in my view is one of the most notorious, my opinion, murderers in human history. Don't you think we could use God's word in that space as well? The medical community, doctors, nurses, healthcare professionals, pick one. I don't care. Pick an influential institution that the cultural Marxists and cultural globalists, the Satanists, have been infiltrating and subverting. That's what Christians should be doing every single day. But because we've been living in this comfy American experience and lifestyle, and also a lot of Protestant churches over the past, I would say maybe heavily, past maybe 80 years, I would say, are not only telling their congregations to worship Israel, but they are also simultaneously telling their congregations, don't get involved in politics. Don't get involved in government. Don't let your voice be heard. Don't speak out against abortion. That's political. Don't take a stance for traditional marriage and oppose homosexuality. That's political. To each their own. Just keep it in the bedroom, bro. As long as you don't push it on kids. They can't not push it on kids. It doesn't work that way. And the woke right and all their retardation wants to sit here and continue to think that, oh, well, you know, we're not going to actually address the big gay elephant in the room. We're just going to, you know, we're only going to go after those that go after kids. Yeah, go after those that go after kids. But the root problem is the sexual perversion, which is homosexuality. No getting out of this. Stop calling yourself a Christian if you try to do all kinds of mental gymnastics to try to wiggle out of this biblical truth that is dismantling and deteriorating culture, the United States of America, and even our children to this day. God will always be right in the end. You know, I don't have to sit here and take it personal, or any Christian out there that is saying, yes, amen, yes, amen. You don't have to take it personal. That's the consequence. What did God tell us in Romans chapter 1? Because they suppress the truth and they embrace the lie, well, God gives them over to a depraved and a reprobate mind. Look around you. Are we not living not only in America, but in this planet, experiencing reprobates and depraved minds, which one of those indications, according to God's word, is full-blown, embraced, practiced homosexuality, sodomy, and lesbianism. It is a cultural, civilizational downfall. And you want me to address it in terms of opposing globalism? It's depopulation. Say, Drew, what are you saying? What I'm saying is nothing's going to change until this nation finally, until this nation finally submits to God and his word and starts to do what needs to be done from a biblical perspective, from a legislative perspective, really starting to side with God and his word on all things across the entire board. Christ supremacy. Hey, anybody got a better idea? Yeah, because everything else seems to be really working out, doesn't it? Removing God from all things seems to really be working out, doesn't it? Remove his word from this. Remove his word from that. We don't need that. We got it from here. We're technologically advanced enough, God. We have our own code of morality that we like to call progressivism, which is actually just removing you out of everything and mix it with atheism, and we claim that we got it from here, God. We are an advanced intellectual civilization. Now listen, if you are told you are an animal, you will literally start functioning like an animal. Everything becomes animalistic, from sex. There's no longer law and order. That's the animal kingdom. It is just total mass chaos, instability, death. Seek, kill, destroy. Survival. Banana Republic, third world. There's a consequence to removing God from everything. And you know, America has been very privileged. America has been very blessed. I think it's an act of God's mercy that the USA has not experienced levels of persecution, guys, that is happening to this day. I know senior pastors that do undercover missions trips to preach the gospel in underground churches in China. And the stuff they do is insane. Like straight up face masks, like straight up like Mission Impossible type stuff. I'm not even exaggerating, okay? And I know you know that. I know the InfoWar knows that. But if you're watching on X, and ever since Alex Jones has been brought back to X, thank you, Elon Musk. Good Elon. Give him a pat on the hat for that. Millions of people have been tuning in, new viewers all the time. I see it. And so I'm fully aware that there are new people coming in. We got the OG InfoWarriors that know what I'm talking about. This is why you need to share the links. If you're watching right now on X, this is an imperative, critical message. Biblical intel being transmitted now. Biblical intel being transmitted now. Make sure to share the link. Tag me in it. I'll reshare it right now. At Real InfoWars, at Drew H. Live. But you know, I'm happy. Like the Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, so you might be perfect and complete, lacking nothing, right? Endurance. It's a process. View your Christian life as some kind of status power level bar. Mortal Kombat at the top, where your power level rises like Dragon Ball Z. Every now and then, God has to sift you like wheat. You get refined like gold. To not only see if your faith is authentic, but to do away with that which is not authentic that you've picked up along the way. And this only matures you and it grows you in endurance and faith. Dedication, loyalty to Christ gives you the ability to remain steadfast. It gives you the ability to have a seasoned, mature understanding, to not only understand that this is now a new phase that you have to walk into of suffering and tribulation and persecution, but you have the mental stability and clarity, not only to see it coming, but to embrace it, accept it, and remain stable as you go through. Now, not everybody is perfect, and not everybody gets this down. And like when Christ called the Apostle Peter out to himself to walk outside of the boat in the middle of a storm, calls him to walk on the water. Apostle Paul, Peter, takes a couple steps, starts to freak out. He starts to look at the storm, look at the waves. He takes his eyes off of Christ. We're talking about somebody that was conversating face to face with God in human flesh, convinced he was Messiah. This is one of the 12, convinced he was God in human flesh, convinced he's the one. Dude walked on water. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Like, he walked on water and it was going well a few steps and still doubted in the middle of that. So with God, there's grace. With God, there's mercy. He understands that as we go through this turmoil and as we go through these very traumatic, devastating events, that in our human weakness, like the Bible says, we have a high priest that could sympathize with our weaknesses. It means he understands and he walks with us and takes us through these things. And everybody deals with this differently. And Alex Jones will deal with this differently than a Drew Hernandez, and an Owen Schroyer will deal with this differently than a Steve Bannon, or whoever you may be watching right now going through your devastation right now. That may never be heard of, that may never have a platform, that may never be able to announce it to millions of people to ask and request for prayer. But it's like Jesus said, I'm never alone. My Father is always with me. I'm never alone. Even in the middle of Jesus's ministry, where he was aware people were only following him because of what they can get out of him out of physical necessity, they wanted nothing to do with repentance or forgiveness of sins, eternal life. They wanted none of that, especially when he fed the 5,000 and et cetera, multiple thousands of people. Then he starts to break down biblical truth, and by the thousands, they depart and they leave because he wasn't saying what they wanted. Christ is not going to tell you what you want to hear. He's going to tell you what you need to hear. And Christ may never give you an outcome that you want, but he's going to give you the outcome that you need. And this is why in the Lord's Prayer, it's imperative to understand fundamentally. Why is it so important to understand fundamentally? Let thy will be done as it is in heaven, here on earth. I'm paraphrasing, right? Ultimately, God's will be done. As we fight by his grace, by his empowerment, we fight this good fight like the Apostle Paul. Even persecuted, writing the New Testament, writing to a church that may be worried about him, as he's persecuted, in jail, on trial, on the way to get his head cut off, decapitated because of Christ, right? He tells the church that was worrying about him, you don't need to worry. I'm paraphrasing. You don't worry. It's all going according to plan. Like yes, they persecuted me. They've enslaved me. They put me in chains. I'm here in like, I'm here with the royal guard in the palace. I'm here with the Roman guards and I'm preaching the gospel to them. They're getting saved. This gospel, I'm getting the opportunity to preach the gospel to kings. I'm all over the place. This is good. Persecution has a way, especially in the context of Christianity and the church, it has always done two things, especially if you read the book of Acts. If you observe, separates the sheep from the goats, it shows you who is who, who's authentic, who's fake, who's really about it, who's not, who's a grifter, who's actually a warrior. And it also simultaneously, it spreads the message even further. And so in obedience to the Bible, when we see all this persecution, look all around you, everything that's going down in such a short amount of time. The Trump guilty verdicts still got him gagged. I predict they're going to throw that man in a jail cell and it is going to backfire greatly. 50 Cent, Curtis Jackson, my boy, Curtis Jackson, right? Was in D.C. yesterday. Mainstream media asked him a question. Hey, what do you think about Trump? What's going on with Trump? What'd he say? Well, I think a lot of black American men are actually identifying with him. And they're like, why? Why do you say that? Well, because they gave him RICO charges. This is backfiring. Across generations, this is backfiring across cultures and races in the United States of America, because this now people are, we are, I'll say this before the break. You want to know what's happening? You want to know what's happening because of this political persecution, and the ultimate end game is Christian persecution? The United States of America will be united again. And this is just my prediction. This is just my analysis as a Christian. I'm not saying thus says the Lord. But it seems to me that what all of this persecution is doing, Trump, Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, The Gateway Pundit, Epoch Times. All it's doing, all the persecution is doing, is it is truly unifying us again. Maybe that's what's needed.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are, and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Alrighty, InfoWarriors, we are back. You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. I want to invite you guys to follow me. I host my own show, Drew Hernandez Live, Monday through Friday, on rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Stay connected. rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Join me in the fight over there. I go live in the evenings. We're on 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. So make sure to go follow me over there. And you can stay connected with me on X at Drew H Live, on X at Drew H Live. So I encourage every single one of you guys in the InfoWar to stay connected with me. And I'm just speaking my heart today. I mean, I always speak my heart, but, you know, and by the way, over on rumble.com/Drew Hernandez, just popped into my mind. Got to really have a good conversation with the legendary Owen Schroyer a couple nights ago. Go check that out. And as I was listening to Owen talk a couple nights ago, and I'm kind of like thinking through my past, and I'm thinking through my journey, and thinking how, you know, God has brought me all the way up into this very point right now. Because I could only honestly count on one hand how many people played a huge role in bringing me to where I'm at in my career today. And one of those people is Alex Jones. That's InfoWars. And Owen Schroyer playing a huge, huge role and influence in that. And that's what they hate. that's what they need to stop. And so it's an honor to be on with you guys and sharing with you guys once a week here on the Alex Jones Show as a listener, as a viewer, as a fan, as a guest host. But one point I want to make is, you know, God really does work perfectly, and we know this. And I just want to encourage anybody out there and anybody in the InfoWar or even in the crew where times where there's just mass instability going on and the boat is being rocked and there's so much that is uncharted territory, unfamiliar territory. There is no horizon. There is no end in sight. That's where faith in God is imperative. It's essential. Because our faith is not in nothing. Our faith is not, I hope this works out. And the definition of what works out is up to God's discretion. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. You guys want me to take you to the next level? For those of you that are waking up to the reality of God, for those of you that are getting Christ-pilled beyond a red pill, through struggles, through tribulations and times of instability, people hit rock bottom. And that's how they get your attention. That's how God gets your attention. What I will say right now is, whatever the outcome may be for InfoWars, for Donald Trump, for Steve Bannon, I mean, look what they've done to Owen Schroyer. Look what they've done to Roger Stone. And as I said, look, the Gateway Pundit is being targeted. The Epoch Times is being targeted. Interesting, the timing, isn't it? Yes, it's an election year, but this is a sweep, not some kind of political hit job. No, this is the real deal. Because these demonic powers are getting desperate. These demonic powers, they know that they're losing their grip on the matrix. So they have to take extreme measures, but that will backfire too. So I want to encourage anybody out there that may be feeling hopeless or doesn't see an end in sight, that may be turning to substance or anything other but God. No, God is here. God is there. Let me give you the eternal perspective. Because even though things on this side of heaven may not pan out the way you want them to, all things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. But what does that really mean? How far does that really go? Is that bound by my reality? Is that biblical truth bound by time? Is that biblical truth? And that's exclusive to the born again Christian, because you can only love God if you are born again. Because Jesus said, those who obey me are those who love me. So if you are in rebellion to the gospel, you do not love Jesus Christ. I don't care how many little feels and butterflies you feel. Now, love is obedience. Because out of obedience comes trust, loyalty, respect, But all things working for good to those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose, is that bound by time? Is that bound by life here temporarily? Or is that bound by death? Now, God's word is eternal, and that truth is eternal. Listen, I could go through the valley of the shadow of death for the rest of my life, as long as I am alive. I could go through the valley of the shadow of death to the rest and to the end of my life until my hourglass is gone and is out. And humanity may carry on. My circumstance, my situation, my current reality and devastation and tribulation. If that doesn't get cleaned up until I die, does that mean that it didn't work together for good? Does that mean that I didn't love God? Does that mean that I'm not called? No. Because these truths are eternal. This is why Jesus, in the context of persecution, this is why Jesus told his disciples, do not fear man. In the context of getting ready to face persecution, he prepared them psychologically, mentally, and spiritually. He told them, do not fear man that can kill your body. Fear God that could destroy your body and your soul and throw it into hell. You need to have an eternal perspective when it comes to life and your current existence, death, and an eternal view. Obviously, this is why the gospel is imperative, because if you don't have Christ, you will exist forever in eternal damnation in hell and eternal suffering without and severed from God, experiencing the wrath of God perpetually, forever and ever and ever. The choice truly is yours. You can experience the love perpetually, forever and ever of God, or you can experience the wrath. The choice is yours. But when it comes, just like Jesus said, you don't fear man. Don't fear man. Even the Apostle Paul, he indicated this in his epistles. He's like, I fought the good fight. When he came down and he was about to land the plane, he knew that his time was near. And it was. He was executed, decapitated, according to church history, for his faith. The Apostle Paul indicated to the church, he said, I have fought the good fight, and there's a crown laid up for me, a reward. And church history tells us that the Apostle Paul was decapitated for his faith. But in his temporary existence, in his humanity, as a born-again Christian, suffering persecution, experiencing persecution, on death row, about to become decapitated for his faith, where was his mind? I'm about to lose my head. But eternity awaits me, and that crown awaits me. Do not fear man that could only kill the body, but fear God that can kill the body and the soul and throw you into hell. See, this is the war cry. This is truly the eternal message that transcends time. This is the eternal message that transcends fear. This is the eternal message that transcends persecution. This is the eternal message that transcends tribulations. This is the eternal message that transcends any human or demonic or any created attack that could be launched against truly God's chosen people, the born again. It carries you into eternity. And I preach this today, not in the context of what is happening to InfoWars and Alex Jones and the entire InfoWar. This is us. We are Alex Jones. We are InfoWars. But anybody out there that may be experiencing and suffering their own devastation, getting near to the very end, going through a divorce. Maybe you lost custody of your children. You're at the very end. Addiction is drowning you. I mean, we're living in Biden's America. That's part of the Great Reset. That's part of depopulation. You understand that? Do you understand that part of financially depleting you and destroying you is to lead you into an absolute drowning psychologically of depression that leads you to a suicide attempt to end your life and your existence? You see, these are biblical truths that save eternal lives. And so whatever may happen with Alex Jones, whatever may happen with InfoWars or Steve Bannon or Donald Trump, Epoch Times, Gateway Pundit, everybody knows who's getting hit. Everybody knows who's getting investigated by the feds. Everybody knows. Let me just distill this for you so I can explain to you how there's no running away from any of this. The FBI has already indicated and admitted that they're creating lists if you purchase anything with the word Trump in it. MAGA, Make America Great Again. And this goes beyond MAGA. This goes beyond Trump. This goes beyond the t-shirt that I'm wearing. This goes beyond Alex Jones. This goes beyond InfoWars. This is about the ultimate end game. Is an attack on God. You're made in God's image. You got to understand that whether you believe in God or not, okay? Doesn't mean you have eternal life, but you are still made in God's image. Doesn't mean you're God's child. No. The only way to truly become a child of God is to become born again. But whether you believe it or not, whether you want to accept it or not, you are made in God's image, tailor-made, specifically made, your DNA. Literally the most advanced creation. That even the angels take a look at humanity and they're shocked. What is this? God loves them, but they hate him. That doesn't make any sense. Why is he so merciful to them? Part of being made in God's image is that God has free will. And therefore, because you are made in God's image, you are built with some of his characteristics. You are accompanied, you are built, you are born with this spiritual DNA of free will. This is why there are always revolutions. This is why there are always rebellions. This is why there are always a resistance against authoritarian dictatorships, communist, tyrannical regimes. You will always have this. Why? Because humanity is built and engineered with free will. God gave that to you, and God will not violate that, and God will not take that away from you. Because you could choose whether you go to heaven or hell. That's literally your choice. You choose to accept Christ or not. He is God. He sets the terms. But because, as Alex has always been breaking down, and I've told him personally, like, you created InfoWars, whether consciously or unconsciously, the theme of InfoWars, the beginning, anti-globalism, is literally opposing Satan. It is literally opposing end times events. The spirit of the Antichrist. And so, yes, there will be a full-scale assault against those made in God's image. There will be an attempt to silence, to steal that free will, to kill that free will. Steal, kill, and destroy that free will. On a daily basis, these people don't sleep. These entities don't sleep. They don't go on vacation. They don't take a break. They never let up. Someone gets thrown overboard like a Jeffrey Epstein, or someone gets thrown overboard potentially like we got Poopin' Joe, which, by the way, I really hope Trump goes with that during the debate. I really do. Somewhere along those lines. Just a puppet. Joe Biden, especially after today with all the footage, the D-Day anniversary. That's why the puppet is there. And when those are removed, 10 more pop up. And while at the same time, you got a bunch of retards, so-called senior pastors, telling their churches, ah, don't get involved politically. Stay away from that. No. Don't get involved in that. No, that's divisive. You're being a divisive brother. That's really, and like these pastors that are this, I guarantee you these pastors that talk like that and that preach that, they're probably closeted homosexuals. I guarantee you. Because that's such beta, like, energy. I don't understand how you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and be such a homosexual and teach people that from a pulpit. You know what I mean? Like when I hear pastors talk like that, don't get involved in government. Just come to church on Sunday, read your Bible, and make sure to give your 10% so we can keep our little 501c3 going. And I get my salary every year. Oh, by the way, buy my new book. While your children are being targeted by Satan. While your wives are being targeted by Satan. While your grandchildren are being targeted by pedophiles and degenerate pervert homosexuals. Yeah. While the other side is plotting, scheming, and planning every single day. They don't sleep. They don't take a 5. They don't take a 10. They don't take a 30. No, they don't even clock out. They don't punch out. They live this. I remember when I was a youth pastor for a few years, I would always have conversations with parents because these kids would run circles around their parents. Like, I don't know what this is. I don't know what this Snapchat thing is. What does this mean? Why are the kids saying this? What? Now they're involved with BLM and commie this. And my kid wants to shave their head and they don't like the nuclear family. What does this even mean? What does this even mean? Like, well, stop listening to these stupid pastors out here that tell you not to literally engage the world around you with biblical truth and at the least study it to understand it so you can engage it and expose it with biblical truth. I would talk to parents like this. I'm like, I'll break it. I'll put you on game. I'll tell you. But you're their mom. You're their dad. You should know this stuff. That's why we're losing. I pin huge blame on the church. Why is America where it's at right now? Why are we experiencing so degeneracy and depravity? And not every church is like this. But a lot of them are. I'm sick of it. I've been sick of it. I'm sick of these people gaslighting and projecting. Telling you because you're speaking biblical righteous truth in the face of a culture that is embracing open Luciferian Satanism and pushing it on children. Yes, the government is doing that. Yes, that's happening at a legislative level. Yes, that's happening on a political level. And another thing I'll say too is even so-called pastors out there, and they're out there too, there are those that don't even want to touch it. They won't address anything. You know what that is? That's a coward. According to my Bible and the book of Revelation, cowards will be burning in hell. It's sin. What does cowardice indicate? Think about it. What does that really indicate? That which is not of faith is what? Is sin. It's a lack of faith. It's a lack of trust in God. It's a fear of man, which is a snare. Or it's a fear of Satan. Or it's a fear of evil, which is insane. The Bible says to fear God. That's the beginning of all wisdom. I'll even take it a step further. The book of James says to he who knows to do good but does not do it to he or she, it is sin. Why is America where it's at? Why doesn't the church have influence? Why isn't our voice being heard? Because you literally have beta cuck pastors in America that are unwilling to speak out against homosexuals that are forcing their people to bake damn cakes. You ain't ready. You ain't ready for this. You're not ready. You're not. You can't take a stand just there. You can't even publicly just come out and say as a Christian, we need to criminalize homosexuality. We need to side with God. It's an abomination. There's no such thing as gay marriage. It's a spit in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't even do that? Something as simple as stand. This is Sunday school. You can't take a stance for traditional, God created and God instituted marriage. You can't even do that. Okay, dude. If that's where your pastor is, if that's where your so-called faith is, examine yourself as to whether you're in the faith, man. Because these are basic things. These are basic truths that a lot of churches in this country won't even touch. They don't even want to get near it. Because it's divisive. My 501c3, I have to stay tax exempt. We can't operate it without it. The government's gonna be mad. Oh my God, where's my dildo? Grab it now. My God, are you in a church like that? And listen, I'm talking from experiences. I've been in churches. I've pastored in churches with senior pastors like this that are ridiculous, that are cucks, that are cowards. Repent! You're leading people to the slaughter. And I'm not just saying this like, wow, we can avoid all of this turmoil if we just side with God. No. If God calls us through turmoil, tribulation, and persecution, that makes me even more concerned. If we have Christians in America that can't even take a simple stance for traditional marriage and oppose gay marriage and call for it to be literally illegal, you think that you're going to stand? You think that you will be able to endure the fires of severe persecution? The Bible says those who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. You will be persecuted for simply existing as a Christian. A lot of people will have their faith shipwrecked because of persecution. They might think they're Christians, but they're not.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.